This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
KPFT Houston.
This is the time of year when we think about giving. We take time to appreciate the family and friends who make our lives happier and richer. Now's a good time to think about giving back. KPFT has been here for you all year with programming you've come to depend on. We've informed you, entertained you, and hopefully made your year happier and richer as a result. Your support made it possible and can make it possible for another full year. At this time, please give back with a call to our membership department at 713-526-4000, extension 314, or pledge online today at kpft.org. Help us end this year with your support. Call to our membership department at 713-526-4000, extension 314, or visit kpft.org online to pledge. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio. KPFT Houston, radio for peace.
Of the girls that I love, even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be your homo for Christmas.
For Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual.
We'll stand below the mistletoe and share an
the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The presents were wrapped, we were all of good cheer. Christmas time is here. Merry Christmas, everyone. Santa's on his way. Snow is falling, we prepare to welcome Christmas Day. Hang the tinsel on the tree, crafts and balls aglow. Light the path for him to see where our presents go. Oh yes, it's Christmas, that special time of year, when we're dreaming of reindeer flying.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
I was just announcing who was out in the lobby.
Oh.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 22nd December edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
That's a nice pen. Somebody left.
That's all we have to say. This is the Christmas show, and we're talking about the pen.
Okay. Yes. Welcome to the Kiss Me Ass show.
Yes. Okay.
You heard that way?
No. Music. Let's talk about that first before we forget. We opened the show with the perennial favorite that we get calls for every year.
Yeah, the one I think we played last week.
That's fine, because you never can play that one too often. That was Venus Envy.
Yeah, you can, because eventually the CD will go bad.
With I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. That's okay. I've got it on vinyl, too. And then
vinyl?
After that, something new from Robert Anton, which was cut number 5 on that. One.
Oh, I'm supposed to be paying attention.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's Xmas.
Okay. Okay. New music, old music. That was kind of the point.
Oh, God, what's next? Do we have to play a borrowed CD and then a blue Christmas CD? We're not allowed to get married. You can't use the wedding terms.
Okay. And we've got
Joshua. Probably borrow something in there.
Joshua Clip coming up. He's a transgendered man who puts out good music, and boy, is he cute.
Yeah, I saw his music video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got the video out. And
directed by Margaret Cho.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He and Margaret are going to be on somebody's show coming up. I forget, like, you know, like The View or... No. Tyra Banks. Mm. Same thing.
Except she's whiny enough for 5 of them. Huh?
I like Tyra.
It's the supermodel part. She can be bitchiest as for 5.
There you go. There
it's
you
just
go.
She can compete with your bitchiness.
We've got, let's see, what have we got this show? We've got 2 After Hours quickies. We've got GKM, Gulf Coast Archives and Museum. Judy's here.
Yay.
And then we have Aurora Breyer, who was candidate number 3.
No.
Number 2.
Candidate number 2, who was switched with number 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 3 was last.
What?
My God, okay. I was paying attention.
That's scary. Yeah, we got to get this straight, sort of. For the Reese's, the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, Houston, Inc.
Inc. Houston, isn't it? You finally remember the Inc., but you put it in the wrong order.
Oh, it's Inc. Houston?
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Okay.
But, you know, you're getting better. You know, you did say the ink. I didn't have to correct you.
Thank you. Let's see. We've got the transgender segment coming up, so they're going to be talking, I'm sure, about the Brenda Thomas Memorial New Year's Day Social on January 1st, open house. And that's something that Brenda did for years, and now that she's gone, it's being picked up and kind of a new tradition for the entire transgender community. And speaking of open houses, our friend Marcy Ray, Sweet Mama Cotton.
Yes.
I got it right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody must be taking it. Did either Stanley set you straight,
no,
or
well,
you're finally getting the good meds?
That didn't happen. Coming soon to a Marcy's house near you, 2008. It's the annual New Year's Day celebration, and she has one every week, every year, at her house at 25410 Wingfield Lane in Spring. And if you are a Marcy Ray fan, you should go to this. It's quite fun.
And when is she starting up the Kroger Palooza tour again?
Oh, hey.
If she chooses that as the name, I get a 10%. The Kroger Palooza tour.
I see. Coming up in ICOH, breakfast this morning, starting at 10 o'clock with none other than our first guest for the evening, Judy Reeves. and elsewhere. We're going to be talking with her in about 2 minutes. Then, of course, I have to say this, that, and I want to say this, not that I have to say it, but December the 26th is our Empress's birthday, Rose Smith. Happy birthday in advance. We've been celebrating this past week with the an Empress special, and that kind of clears it for next week for ICOH. Pretty much open.
You handed me something else for ICOH.
Did I?
Yeah. You see the little logo down there?
Oh, yeah, that would be ICOH.
That looks a
little
familiar.
Yeah.
And what title did you used to have with this group?
titles, whatever.
Imperial Prince and Imperial Princess Christopher Prado, Cohen Cartier, and Judy Reeves present Goodbye 2007, Hello 2008, A Year in Review. New Year's Eve 2007. On Monday, December 31st, 2007, at Tony's Corner Pocket Bar, 817 West Dallas, with a light buffet at 7, show starting at 8. There will be a traditional champagne toast at midnight and a bowl of dirt for traditional good luck.
Dirt?
Bowl of dirt?
Yeah.
Bowl of dirt?
I never ate dirt on New Year's Day.
Dirt?
Yeah. They call this other name black-eyed peas.
Oh.
Damn right I'm a Yankee.
I'm sorry.
What do you eat, sauerkraut or something for New Year's Day?
Eat a little bit of cabbage and has something to do with pork.
Ham and black-eyed peas, honey. I had to add cabbage when I started living with that Mississippi guy.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
Ew.
Hello, Judy Reeves.
He's still reading.
Oh, he is? Oh, go on.
Who
Sorry.
Cares? It's ICOH.
I care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, call Judy at 713.
Hello.
Hey, your number's on here.
I know. I'm getting strange phone calls from William, actually.
Oh.
Yes.
How nice.
Yes. Anyway.
What is it? SpaceCityEmpire.org for more information.
Something
okay.
like that.
Is the website?
That'll work.
Yeah.
Or Troop at.
ICOH.
Your Troop would work,
yeah.
too.
Space City Empire. Yeah, okay.
That works. Hello.
Hello, but we're not talking about ICOH right now. We're talking about GCAN.
You know why?
Gulf
my
Coast
cohorts didn't show up.
The nerve.
That's right. I can't say that word out on me. So
oh.
that they're at home asleep before they have to get up so I can cook scrambled eggs.
So FCC them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely Christmas spirit there.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, the hoe didn't show up. That's yeah. what my problem is. Oh, back to GCAM, Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GOVC History. Yes.
How's it doing?
Actually, it's doing very well. Excuse me.
She had a cough on that one.
Yes, I've been on a microphone for 2 nights. What
oh,
can I say?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you've been hosting shows. What is this?
We'll talk about that later. I think I'm out of my mind. Anyway.
It's GCAM time.
Yes, GCAM time. We have had to add to our storage space because we have so much stuff.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Yeah, that you know, we've just kind of keep adding and adding.
Do we have the money to pay for it?
Well, yeah, for the moment, but it would really be nice if people would, you know, consider donating some money to us or doing a fundraiser for us.
Fundraisers are good.
I mean, doesn't have to be a drag show, but those work.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of fundraisers. Actually, we are having one the first part of January. I do not have the date confirmed yet. But we do have a show coming up that's supposed to be a lot of fun. I've heard of several names of people who are supposed to be participating.
Cool.
So I'm very excited to finish up the details on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, of course, this is a little distant at this point. I'm talking about it more next month. But we have Jade Esteban Estrada coming back in February.
Oh, boy.
And we're doing it with Gallo. He'll be repeating Houston Encore of Tortilla Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're very excited about that because I just love it when Jade's in town.
Wonderful.
And we tried to get him here in December, but he's a busy little thing.
Yes, he is.
He's very, very busy.
Yes, he is.
But you can go read about Jada. GetJada.com. It's a wonderful web page. Gives all kinds of information.
Okay.
And
now you have a couple of people who write you checks every month.
Yes.
And that's really nice, but it's always would be great to have more.
Well, we have actually, we have a couple of people who write us checks every month, and we have a couple of people who actually have gone in on our PayPal page.
Oh.
And have set up an automatic withdrawal from their account.
No kidding.
And, you know, one of them is
That's really easy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and then all you have to do is deduct it when you pay your bills.
Uh-huh.
You know, to remember to deduct it.
Yeah.
And it's really, I mean, you'd be amazed at what $10 or $25 will do. I mean,
if you have enough people doing it, yeah, because storage costs and...
That's right.
And,
So, we also have a dedicated supporter mm-hmm. who actually finalized all of his... hello, dear. All of his... I'm in trouble now.
Oh.
Oh. who finalized all of his estate planning and all that kind of stuff. And it's not pennies.
No.
I love Paul's pennies.
Yes.
But anyway.
We got a donation.
Money walks in and just gets stuck in my hand. I love it. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, how wonderful. But he's actually written it into his will where GCAM will get some portion of his estate in the form of cash, like an insurance policy or something like that.
Yeah.
And we also get... all of the rest of his GLBT items that way.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
This is very exciting.
Yes, it is.
And we're more than happy to provide whatever information an attorney needs to do that.
Okay.
So, estate planning's good. Automatic withdrawals are good. Checks in the mail are good. You don't want to bother to write a check. PayPal on GCAM, www.gcam.org, GCAM.org would do it. If you want to get in touch with me and talk about it, you can write, email me at chair@gcam.org, and mm-hmm. I'd be happy to answer your emails.
Okay.
And other than that, we don't have a thing going on.
Well, that that seems like enough. That does
definitely
indeed.
Keeps me busy.
So. You want to hang out for a while and help me talk to Aurora?
If Aurora doesn't mind, I just love Aurora.
I know.
And there's something very interesting about her tonight that I've never noticed before.
She's wearing pants and a shirt?
Yeah. And hair on her face. But here, I have to trade with her so she can have some headphones.
Oh, okay.
You need to hear what's going on there.
Okay. Hello, Aurora, and welcome again to After Hours.
She's tearing up the room.
Thank you very much. It's very good to be here.
Yeah. And you are candidate number...
Two. Yes. I was in Galveston last week performing
right.
at a benefit, so
right.
I was not able to be here.
So you switched with Kimberly.
Yes.
Okay.
So we just swapped off for a week.
Okay.
That works.
Works.
Absolutely. You're still going to get all four of us.
How's it been going? Yeah. Bob is next week.
Yes.
How's it been going?
It's actually been going very, very well.
I've seen fundraisers. I have not been able to attend any, and you know, as part of After Hours, I almost feel like, oh, God, I can't go to one and not the other, and, you know, somebody's going to get pissed off.
That's the way I feel about GCAM.
Yeah.
Yeah, we understand that.
Okay.
We know that people have lives outside of this, and they can't always be at our shows. But the fact is that they know that they're going on.
Yes.
They talk about them to other people. They get other people to go to these shows as well. So,
That's the point.
We understand. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
But we will take time out of our busy schedules to go vote. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Which is when?
Early voting is January 7th at EJ's from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Regular voting is January 12th from 1 to 6 at Legacy Community Health Services mm-hmm. on Westheimer. And then from 8 to 10 at Third Coast Beach Bar in Galveston.
Okay. Can you absentee vote?
No.
Nope.
You have to come in person.
And then when do we find out the results?
We find out the results on January 19th for Coronation 24, Saturday evening at the Hilton Post Oak.
I have to tell you right now.
Uh-oh.
It used to be that my lover and I went to Hawaii every year for my birthday, but we haven't gone in about 4 years. So we're going this year.
All right. Well, we'll send you a text message in Hawaii to let you know.
I mean, I'll be calling him on the phone. Trust me. Okay.
And, you know, we go on his mileage because he's got, you know, 2 million miles or something, and so, and a destination like Hawaii, you have to take what you can get because there's limited amount of seating
Absolutely.
Per plane. So this year, we leave on January the 6th, and we return on January the 21st.
Well, that's
can't absentee.
That's okay.
I tried.
I'm missing it all.
That's okay.
I hate that.
We understand.
But you'll be back in time for coronation.
No, not even.
That's right. That's February. The 9th.
He'll be after, so he'll miss voting and coronation.
And coronation.
There you go. But that means you have to send two people to vote instead.
Instead, okay.
To cover for you, you have to send two people to vote. So,
yes.
There you go.
I just did it. And I'm taking my sister and her kids. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, we appreciate it.
I'm getting a look. Okay.
You're getting a look.
Yes. So
you're getting a look because that's 3 weeks.
I know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I forgot to tell Chris before I told you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris.
I didn't know he was ever listened.
Oh!
To Jimmy, that is. I know he listens to me because he's always harassing me. I know my mic's off, right?
Well, with the new setup, it's harder to kill just your mic.
Oh, what a shame.
I'll go back to being distracted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. See, I have to see Chris the next 2 weekends, so I have to be nice to him.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hi, honey. Get over it.
What else
are you going to do to me?
That's all.
3 weeks and two of me. Okay.
I do want to ask why. Why would one of the original Devil Girls want to be Empress?
Well, it's not an easy thing to do, absolutely. And it was not an easy decision to make. But from the point where I started as a Miss Keys West and really started getting involved in this community, I have just had an amazing time. I have learned so much about this community and so much about the people here.
And we've been watching you and promoting you because you have been an amazing person in those capacities.
Thank you. And this seems like the right time. Mm-hmm. And it seems like a very natural progression for me to want to be able to step into a position to say, you know what, I've been watching and I've been paying attention. I've been seeing what's been going on. Now I want to be able to put my stamp on that.
Okay.
And I want to be able to, you know, everybody sort of sits back and backseat drives. Oh, well, you know, if I was there, I'd be doing this and I'd be doing that. And so this is my chance to be able to do that. You know, not to jump in there and say, okay, this is how it's going to be. But you know what? I just want to be able to inject some of my ideas and bring some of this group Ereses along with me and say, come on, look at what we can do. Let's really listen to these people and see what their needs are, and let's go out there and help them.
Yeah. Good.
So, you have a really great group this year.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
I'm so incredibly pleased.
You've got some wonderful people involved in your organization.
Active and always out there.
Yeah. It's very, very important. And we also have a lot of support in the community. You know, not necessarily people who are members of our group, but people who know who we are and come out and support us. People like you, Judy, even members of ICOH that will come out and support us.
Sure.
Because they know that what we are doing benefits the community.
Absolutely.
And
that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about. It's about raising the money.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you know you can't do it all with just your organization.
Oh, no.
So you have to bring in other folks.
Absolutely.
And having really good professional shows with a lot of real entertainers,
right,
we'll do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a big part of it, too, is going out there and still having fun while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Not making it seem like a job. Because if you don't enjoy it, the audience isn't going to enjoy it either.
That was my reference to the Devil Girls, because you really had a good time that night.
Absolutely.
That was a terrific show.
You have to keep things fun and you have to keep them interesting.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do this every weekend.
You could drive yourself crazy.
Absolutely. So you have to do something fun and exciting. And I'm not above it all. You know, I'm not higher than anybody else. I'll go out there and perform without a wig on, and I'll go out there and make fun of myself. And, you know, I'm going to have fun with everybody else. And I hope that other people see that. So that if I do end up getting to a position like an Empress position, people go, well, you know what? She's done just as much as we have here. And so, you know, we're going to follow her.
Sure.
So that's part of the reason for doing all of this.
Good.
Is, you know, saying, okay, this is the time.
Yeah.
So definitely, I encourage everyone to come out and vote.
Sure.
You know, we are part of the community. We serve the community. The money that we make goes back to the community. They should be the ones to make those decisions to decide who they want to lead them.
Yeah. I've noticed that Arese's is doing a lot of stuff in Galveston.
We have been.
This last year.
We have been. A part of that is the Undercurrent is one of our sponsors, mm-hmm. one of our corporate sponsors, but two of our past Monarchs are now owners of the bar.
Yes.
Oh,
Undercurrent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's been, so they have a regular drag show on the weekends mm-hmm. that they do. So they're starting to gather that sort of audience down there. And we want to be able to sort of capitalize on that.
Sure.
And say, well, you know, we want to come down, but we want to raise money for the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that they understand that it's not just all about the entertainment. There are groups out there that are raising money that benefit the community as well. As a matter of fact, the benefit that I was at last weekend was for the Advocacy Center of Galveston.
Yes.
And so that was wonderful to be there. They had some representatives there and who were just so appreciative. They had no idea that this kind of stuff
really?
Went on.
It's just
and
amazing to find groups
yeah.
and people who
yeah.
just don't
you know,
have a
they walked out of there with almost $700 towards their organization.
Wow.
That was going to help a lot of children have a much better Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just so, so happy to know that there were groups out there that were willing to support them.
That's
and that's what we're trying to do is spread that word.
Well, you're doing a good job of it.
Well, thank you.
So.
And one of the reasons I asked Judy to be here is not only because we've both been following your career, but as members of GCAM, I know since I'm not going to be able to be, you know, at the coronation, Judy's going to be the one that's, after it's all over, she's going to be the one collecting programs off the table.
That's right.
You know, and any little thing.
Souvenirs here and there.
Souvenirs for the museum.
Exactly.
It's kind of what we do here lately.
I feel like a little scavenger sometimes.
Since we've been involved in GCAM, we
right.
find ourselves doing that and want to urge you for, you know, any special show or any special thing that you have, if you've got something for GCAM.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do have some stuff. And as I'm...
You always love to hear that.
There you go. As I'm doing some spring cleaning, mm-hmm. as I get ready for coronation, I
yeah.
will... I will absolutely pull some stuff aside.
I just
we'll
love
be,
it when people downsize. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good for
gee,
us
what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
Oh, you know
yeah.
what? GCAM is looking for some of it.
You bet.
So, absolutely, absolutely,
and things
I'd
like
be
posters,
happy.
Posters, you know, I
yeah,
know that.
Okay, absolutely.
You're after voting, the posters come down, and
I have
GCAM
I've
would
got some
them.
In my car. I can give you one before I go.
Well, there you go. That
so,
works for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got to, you know, we. That's the candidates go through a lot, you know, putting posters and cards and trying to get the word out there as best they can to let everybody know this stuff's going on. But, you know, Arese's has been around for going on 24 years.
That's right.
There's a lot of history. Next year especially.
The golden, silver.
The
25th. Yes, our
yeah.
25th anniversary, they're pulling together a lot of stuff from the past years
Ooh.
To put together a big history of Arese's. So
fabulous.
I'm sure that there will be a few items here and there that can absolutely go to GCAM.
Good.
Sounds good to me.
Good.
I will keep that in the back of my mind as we're going through stuff.
Please do, because we want all organizations in Houston to be a part of history.
Absolutely.
And part of GCAM, and the more the merrier.
There absolutely. Have been a lot of people helping the community through the years, so
yes.
it's good that they are still remembered, and the good that they did lives on.
Okay.
So.
If you are elected empress,
yes.
Do you have any special ideas about different types of fundraising that maybe you don't do right now, or?
Well, that is one of the focuses,
mm-hmm.
at least for myself. We have some, as you've said, some great members.
Yes,
we have some very, very
yes.
active people, and that's one of the things I really want to encourage is. For all of these members to look and see what their friends, you know, are doing and the kind of fundraisers that they are getting involved in and say, you know what, let's bring that into our group. Let's see what we can do. You know, because it is hard to do three shows every week.
Yes.
You know, it gets difficult on the girls. The guys, you know, they don't mind. They sit at the bar. When it's
yeah.
their turn, they get up on stage.
So, that's pretty
yeah.
much it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've been watching, haven't you?
So
one or two may, you know, put on a fancy shirt,
exactly.
but that's about it.
So for us girls, we're, you know, we're encouraging looking at other things to do that we don't have to paint for. So, but yeah, I think, you know, I know that we had just this past year with the church ladies did their bake sale and a show, and they raised over $1,000 because it was something fun and it was something different, you know. So it's those kind of ideas that we definitely want to encourage from our members.
I find I'm always freer with my money if I get something in return.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Not that, you know, I'm going to go to a bake sale because I want to buy a cake. It's because I want to donate money and maybe get something to go home with.
And he just loves cake. So that
Oh, yeah.
That usually doesn't make it out of the bar.
Double icing, he gets double the donation.
Oh, there you go.
Pink
icing.
Cream cheese. Yep.
Pink cheese icing.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm the pink dolphin. I'm right there with the pink as well.
I know, I've been staring at that.
Yes, that is so pretty.
I told them as I came in the building, I said, I have to keep away from Jimmy or I will lose some of the pink on my sash, and I'm really not ready for that to happen.
Well, we did a pink elephant show for him last night.
Yes, I did see that.
He was saturated in pink.
That was great. Everyone had more pink on than me last night.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yes. I had more pink on than him. Yes.
I could have jumped in on that, too.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
So you're going to be the pink empress? Is that
the
pink dolphin?
Pink dolphin and crystal snowflake tattooed temptress.
Tattoos?
Yes, I have a few. They've been known to pop out every once in a while. So.
Dolphin is my next tattoo. I've already told him. He knows that. I'm a unicorn.
How mine all started, because I have a tattoo and one of them is pink.
Show him your tattoo.
Show him my tattoo?
Yes.
Why would he want to see my tattoo?
Because he probably doesn't believe you really have one.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's
very beautiful.
I woke up green for St. Patrick's. And
see?
My lavender purple to go in my hot pink for Jimmy.
It's a unicorn with the rainbow. Yes,
I have five different tattoos on
me. Really?
I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm going.
And it's every once in a while, it's, you know, I'll wear something without sleeves and they will be seen. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to make it part of Aurora, exactly. So
that works.
Yeah, so
it is part of who you are, and that's what you bring to the office.
Absolutely.
Are you prepared to give up a year of your life?
I hope so.
Well,
at
this point, I've pretty much been doing that anyways.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm out there as much as I can be.
It was
very funny when we went before the board for our interviews.
Mm-hmm.
The candidates were exchanging phone numbers, so we all had. Well, one of the other candidates had to ask me what my boy name was. I've known him for years, but he's never known what my boy name was.
It's a good sign.
So the board asked me the same question. I said, well, obviously I've given up quite a bit. People still don't know what my boy name is. So.
Well, you know, I couldn't. I when you said that, I thought I don't know
this.
Most people all call me Aurora, even dressed as a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I don't mind that at all. I answer to it. The second part of it is, well, I spent a lot of time developing Aurora.
Yes.
I spent a lot of time making sure that her name got out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's who I am. That means I'm doing my job. So I'm actually very, very proud of that.
Good.
So, you know, even my mom will call me Aurora. So.
There you go. If her mother will do it, anybody will.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. My mom went on a cruise and brought jewelry for me. This is for Aurora, and this is for Aurora.
They all thought she had the prettiest daughter in town.
I got a T-shirt. Aurora got jewelry. But, not everybody can say that other mom, so
that's true.
Boy, no
I embrace
kidding.
It, absolutely.
That's fabulous,
absolutely.
Actually. So is Aurora doing anything special for Christmas?
Actually, my mom is coming down to my house to celebrate Christmas. So
bling and packages with bows.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been informed I have to have a tree, so I now have 2 days to put my tree up before she gets there. But
you were about the fourth person to tell me that they've just put up the tree, and they didn't really intend to, but something happened.
Especially, I mean, you're campaigning, I'm doing shows, all the holiday parties, everything that's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last thing I thought about.
Yeah.
You know, so
Don't
I'm on vacation.
Mother that.
Yeah, I know. I'm on vacation, so I've still got a couple of days to finish cleaning the living room and move the bird out of the way so I can put the tree up.
Is it possible that Christmas actually came early this year?
I don't know what it is.
I think it just snuck up on us.
You know,
I've got
a tree up with lights, no ornaments this year.
Lovely.
And I have.
Leave it that way.
I'm an ornament queen. I have enough ornaments for a couple of dozen trees.
Well, see, my mother painted some ornaments for me.
That's one
of the reasons that I have to have the tree,
yes,
is so that we can put the ornaments on the tree.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then it will come down the day after Christmas.
No. New Year's Day.
Mm-mm.
New Year's Day.
Hello, guys. January 6th, 12th night. Come on.
Yeah, I know. We all have our different...
Everybody has their own different system. None of my Christmas decorations go up until after the 1st of December.
Right.
And on the 26th of December, they all come down because Christmas is over.
I haven't put up a decorated tree since the divorce. Trust me. We all have our own tradition. Yeah.
Everybody has their tradition.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was a kid, which was many, many decades ago, the tradition was the tree went up Christmas Eve. And Christmas week between Christmas and New Year's was when you visited all the relatives to see their trees and, you know, exchange gifts or whatever you did. And then it came down New Year's Day.
The ornaments came out of the attic Thanksgiving night after the last guests left. And the tree did not get touched until January the 6th or somebody would have, mother would have had heads rolling.
No, that's just too long.
Too long.
I've been listening to Christmas music every day at work. Since Thanksgiving, when Sonny started playing all their Christmas
music. It was the day before Thanksgiving that they started.
I am over it already. I just want it to end.
I know. But I don't want this interview to end. Unfortunately, it has to. And so good luck.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you.
Again, the voting is?
Early voting is January 7th from 6 to 9 at EJ's.
Mm-hmm.
Regular voting is January 12th from 1 to 6 at Legacy Clinic on Westheimer.
215 Westheimer.
And from 8 to 10 at Third Coast Beach Bar in Galveston.
Wonderful.
And then coronation, and you find out who wins, is Saturday the 19th at the Post Oak Hilton.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you very much for having me here, Jimmy.
You bet.
Judy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting me sit here.
Thank you, Chris.
You have some music to take us away?
Take me away. It's like a Calgon commercial.
Take you away.
Never mind. Just play it.
Yeah. I'll send somebody with a butterfly net.
Come on. I have presents and money in here. Don't pick on Jimmy.
My apologies to you. Didn't mean to fade the trust between us. Passion and love. What was I thinking of? Hard to believe. I broke the promises, the vows we made. I'm so ashamed of my foolish ways. I miss the sound of your words and your skin so close to mine. December snow's never been so cold. The change of seasons never been so slow. Why in May is there still December snow? When you left, you took the sun. All skies are blue because only you can wash away this December snow. I agonize all the time, thinking that someone else is next to you, touching you. I weep like a child, a selfish thought, only seeing you with me. The day I lied, you broke the tie. Has this love died?
This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, and make sure I hit the right one.
And Melanie, also known as Eminem, and actually we have sitting in for Melanie, excuse me, this evening because Melanie is sick, Miss Monica. You'll recall Monica's here with us during the last show. Welcome, Monica.
Good morning in Radioland. We're live on the air on 90.1 FM, the fabulous 2,000 watts of power directly ejected live into your skull through the magic of frequency modulation. For those of you living in Loma Linda, California and Cut and Shoot, Texas, that means FM radio. Live on the air on Trans Talk on KPFT FM. That was The Police with Fallout. We'd like to wish everyone in Radioland Happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Solstice, Shalom, Shalak, and Mazel Tov. And now we're back on the air with all of us three fabulous M's on the air live on Trans Talk. Take it away.
We also have with us in the studio as a special guest and sit-in, the wonderful Miss Ellie. Say hello, Ellie, to all of our listeners.
Hey there, KPFT listeners.
And Ellie comes to us with a background of having her own radio show.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I was with the Queer Voices people for a longest time. I was their intern.
Aw. Well, thank you for correcting me, Ellie. She's going to be sitting in with us and giving us her input and opinions on basically the holidays and depression. And since it's the holiday show and everyone is kind of going to their families and families of choice as well as families of birth, I think that's very important because a lot of times we have had issues sometimes with our families of birth, and so we create what I call families of choice, and those are people in our lives that we bring into our lives and give them significant importance, and those are just as important as those families of birth. But anyway, we are going to move right along, and we've got some wonderful holiday music that we picked out. Monica, would you like to talk about the music?
Well, yes, I would. These are unique picks that are tangent to the community. I believe they relate to GLBT topics. Some of them are humorous, some of them are topical, and they relate to the holidays and depression. Mostly, we just want you to have fun with it late at night and enjoy yourself.
And we've had some people writing in, and I just want to take a few moments to talk to these writers and speak to their issues. We thank you so much for writing in and giving us your opinions and feedback. And if you want to write to us, feel free. I believe you can get the address off of the website. It's also 419 Lovett Street in Houston, Texas, 77006. And just feel free to write in. We love your opinions, anything that you want to let us know. Melanie was talking last week a little bit about one of the letters we received, and I think that maybe they had the wrong idea, and it was kind of expressed that we don't really serve excuse me, I've got a cold a little bit, the community at large. And you know, if anyone wants to come on the show and speak or share, we welcome everyone. And actually, hopefully next week we will have a lovely young lady that I met. She is African American, and she is wanting to get involved in the community. And so she joined the community advisory board, of which I am the PR chairperson. And she's wanting to get involved, so hopefully she'll come on and give us her opinions as well. So we're trying to make sure that we represent everyone's viewpoint. Monica?
That would be me. Good morning. This is Monica, live on the air. How are you?
And also, this writer sent us in a lovely article. And in the article, it was talking about transgendered people and transsexuals being turned into plot lines. And in this article, there's Candace Kane as the feature. And she is a lovely, lovely entertainer. I know her from the Miss Continental pageant system. She's a former Miss Continental from Chicago, Illinois, and she is an excellent entertainer. She was on Ricky Lake. It wasn't mentioned in the article, but now she is featured in ABC's Dirty Sexy Money, and she is featured as the lover of a soon-to-be senator on the air, and he knows that she's a transsexual and she's out on the show, but he doesn't let that stop them. And I believe, you know, the whole concept of the article is that people are using transsexuals as kind of a hook or a way to get a laugh or to get viewers. But personally, I think that any exposure is good exposure. And, you know, I think back to 20 years ago when the only thing that was exposed to people was really, really negative. And I remember the first transsexual I saw was on a talk show.
Exactly.
And it was Sally Jesse Raphael. Right. And it was pretty important to me, a milestone in my life, to be able to see someone that I identified with. So, any
Actually, my first experience was, this is Allie, was actually watching Jerry Springer. And I was like, wow, this woman is totally telling my story, only she's all messed up and has drama. But anyway, you know, representation on in television and in movies often starts with these bit roles, or, you know, a character's appearance or very existence is the plot life. I mean, you have to remember, minor roles lead to bigger roles. And even, I mean, just look at the African American community. They started off as nothing but bit roles, as, you know, maids and servants. And, well, let's say the modern view isn't too flattering, but it's better than that.
Monica, do you have any thoughts on this? Did you see this article here? It's got a beautiful picture of Candace Cain. And it talks about her low, sexy, sultry voice, which I think is really funny. But she's actually, from what I know of Ugly Betty, and there's the lovely Rebecca Ramon, who actually plays a pre-op trans or a post-op transsexual.
Exactly.
But she's the first transsexual that I know of that's actually been a transsexual, that's played a transsexual. So,
let me read the first paragraph as a segue here. Gay people on TV are old hat. By now, Entertainment Weekly reports this week 61% of college freshmen who grew up with Will and Grace approve of gay marriage. The finding in the national poll is up to 10 percentage points from a decade ago. So we're seeing this represented in the media and TV as well. And I know, you know, for me, I always liked Sex and the City. I just thought it was very cool. It's a really neat show. And oddly enough, some of my heroines also date from a magazine that's out in the public news place, a magazine called Skirt, which is fun to read. And I found some heroines there indirectly who, you know, act as advocates in the community for women who are down and out or who need to get a second chance. And she uses donated makeup and gives them a chance to, you know, come out of their shell. I mean, this is just in the gender community that we do this, but it's people who are genetic as well who are suffering. And I know that segues into our other topics, such as holidays and depression, which we're experiencing now. Not the depression, the holidays, but if we're experiencing the depression, we can talk about it too. But for me, coming out's been a peculiar experience. I've learned a lot about myself, and as a Buddhist, I've experienced what we call a human revolution through this. But it's been a learning curve. It continues to be for me.
And so you are saying that you view that as positive, kind of the exposure?
I think it's mostly positive. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I'm just glad. It talks in here a lot about the different roles, specifically that Candace has been in. You know, it says that she was in Wigstock, the movie, Tu Wong Fu, which I personally, that's one of my favorite movies, and I don't remember
great.
Her. I can't believe
it's great
that I missed her in that movie, but I think she might have been at the end.
I think you're right.
Yeah, she was in one of the pageant contestants when she
right,
was there.
Right.
If anybody knows of this and wants to call in and tell me, that would be great.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Do you think Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for the Memory, Julie Newman, is better than Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? Or let us know what you think.
Anything.
One's Australian, the other one isn't.
The phone number is 713-526-KPFT. That's 713-526-5738.
Get on the air with us live on the air.
And they said that she's also in an episode of CS Miami or CS New York. And actually, I believe that that episode had Calpurnia in it as well as some others. We're getting ready to get at the top of the hour. We've got Chris with our station call.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
What a great station,
right.
ID. That was outstanding.
There used to be a time
FCC requirements.
There used to be a time I could do that in one breath, but Asthma's kicking in too much around here.
Well, there were two breaths there, but I think it was a world record. You hit about 57 seconds there for the FCC requirements, and you hit the webpage. So great
that,
job.
Yeah, that's how the only thing I left out from the. I haven't rehearsed it yet enough there with the Radio for Peace portion that they like us to say.
Good well, job. Let me say that Radio for Peace. There, we've plugged it. Thank you so much, Chris, for that. Moving on, we're discussing transsexuals in the primetime show arenas and kind of the effects of that. And I think the consensus is pretty much overall it's great. Yeah? Ladies?
I would agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can All I right. add something I saw on Oprah? Do we have time for that?
Add something, yes, Monica. Oh, that's what God. This is about.
Okay, it's radio. We're supposed to talk. Here we
that's
go.
That's right. Live. Talk.
Oh, my God. We might have bad celebrity impersonations if none of y'all call. Or we might have Bob Dylan singing show tunes from Hava Nagia. God forbid that happens. So Oprah, you know, had a talk show, and she mentioned...
Oh, God.
And the commentator herself was a surgeon who said... Being transgender is what you are from the neck up. The correction is what you fix from the neck down. And that really, really stuck with me. And I just like that kind of example. And they had teenagers who were transing both male and female appropriately. And I know in our community we have another set of abbreviations called STAG, which means some transsexuals are guys. And...
yes, we've actually had George on the show. He's
right,
involved
right,
in that group as
exactly.
well as... Alexander, he was involved with that group as well. He came on when we first started the show.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I sort of, you know, joke about this off the air, that I'm sort of the anti-trans transsexual. But every time I go to a meeting, I'm always meeting people maybe who are in STAG or something. And I'm kind of like, well, why are you here? And they're like, I'm transing. And I'm like, well, you're just a guy. And they go, no, I've transed already. And it's surprising. I know I've met some people on our end of the spectrum who've already transed, and I thought they were genetic females, and I just did a big duh because I didn't know. But the thing you'll find is out in the public, you know, and I heard this joke last month from someone at the TATS meeting, and she basically said, hi, my name is such and such. I'm a transsexual. I'd like to buy some toilet paper. And we were debating the gag, you know, do we blog or do we stealth? You know, and really in relationships, you can't stealth. And yet, we're kind of like supposed to be the paragons of transsexuals, and we're supposed to blog on the internet. But by the way, we live in an environment in the workplace where if they found out you are transsexual, they might fire you. So I'm still trying to figure that one out. Duh. I don't know. I don't mean to be militantly sarcastic, but duh. I mean... Okay, I'm supposed to blend, but I'm supposed to, you know, hold up a big torch that says, it was outside, now it's inside, and I'm taking estrogen, party of one. So, how do you negotiate that, right? I mean, really.
Can you negotiate it?
I don't know. I'm making it up as I go along.
Well, I'm from one, I believe in balance, but...
I think you're probably right in the end.
I think it's important to balance both of those.
Sure.
Although, I actually am in the closet now at work. I came out at my previous job, and now I'm completely and totally back in the closet. So, it's pretty interesting. I find myself, like, going back and taking a step backwards.
Well, it's not really intentional. I mean, it's more like they just don't know, and honestly, you know, it's not always appropriate to come out at any every given second, but, you know, when is it? You know?
It's kind of the line of, I'd like to buy some toilet paper, I'm a transsexual. I mean, really, you know.
I could get a transsexual menace t-shirt and wear it to work.
Oh,
transsexual.
I always like Jorgenstein's little take a transsexual to lunch button. But, you know, for some of us, it's like, for me, I have no idea... You know, no female identification, but I totally looked the part. And I've got internships coming up, and I've got to apply to, like, you know, 1,000 law firms to get a single job, whereas, like, everyone else has to only apply for 100 because, you know, they only have to submit their grades and resume. I have to submit my grades, resume, and, you know, say, oh, by the way, because my gender does not match my ID. You know, so, and when you're working in such a conservative environment, it kind of sucks. But, you know, the positive media exposure helps a lot. You know, it takes the edge off. You know, people don't expect some sort of... They don't expect Jerry anymore. They kind of expect a person, which is a huge change when they're not totally evil about it. Speaking of which, I actually just remembered... transgender themes are actually even making some of the kids' shows. A couple of years back, when they were airing the previous Batman series, not the Batman, but the one before that, they were doing a web promo series called Girls of Gotham, which is all the female cast. And one of the plot lines actually featured a transsexual character in a positive light.
Yay!
So, you can still find them on the internet. They're not on the Kids WB site anymore, but they are linked to the Wikipedia article. Just look up Girls of Gotham, and you'll find it somewhere on that page.
And you would do Girls of Gotham Wiki?
Or in the search something bar. Like that. Just, I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it. It was still up a couple of weeks ago. And it's a very minor bit, and... There's like 40 episodes, so you'll have to kind of watch them, and it's not bad.
All right. Well, you are listening to Tea Talk with Eminem, usually Melanie and Missy, but tonight we have sitting in Monica and Missy.
Hello.
Say hello. And also we have Ellie. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I know it's getting ready to be whatever holiday of choice that you have. Eid, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Winter Solstice, and I'm sure that you're busy, but we're going to be talking about the holiday blues. We mentioned that a little bit earlier and kind of how we are going to tie that in. Right now, we're going to be going to some Christmas music. We have a lovely artist. I was looking at a stack of queer Christmas music, and I promised you a Christmas boobs song. Last show. And this is Jan Barlow. The CD album is called Dyke the Halls. And so this song is All I Want for Christmas is Boobs.
When I was young, I thought that flat busted meant being out of change. But now I'm old with money, my condition's still the same. So I went to the local body shop to buy these parts I need. And after they finished laughing me out the door, I still look just like I did. So I know that it's December, that's why I'm writing, just to say, dear Santa, please remember to leave room on your sleigh. Make me every life some rain must fall, and you can't always get what you want. But I've been a pumping on this here accordion for years, trying to make myself look like them full-figured women in the fancy lingerie ads. I still have my girlish figure, same one I had when I was 11. But thanks to this new computer dating service has matched me with my potential new one and only Tat, T-A-T, Tat. And Tat's wanting someone with bosoms, however, so Santa, I'm a-hoping and a-praying you'll remember me this Christmas season with a gift of love. Large melon-sized knockers like these balloons I've been shoving in my sweater and a-practicing with while I play my accordion and dream about Tat. Wait, one's caught here. Oh, dear. Or Christmas, give me a partial mastectomy. And even though half of me will be flat, with one I'll still have more than they expect of me. And with one,
that was Jen Barlow. Yeehaw!
Get back up again. Dance for the TGTBTS community. That was a cool song.
All I want for Christmas is boobs. And boy, I've been there. I'm sure some of y'all have too.
We talked about that out last weekend with Cover Girls. We were talking about nicknames for the girls. And mine happened to be nicknamed by an ex-lover. They're Swedish. One is Helga and one is Inga. So call us now and tell us what your nicknames are. We'd love to know.
Yes. Well, we are talking about the holidays and dealing with depression. And, you know, as we move into this season, we had Thanksgiving and we've survived that, if you will. I don't know. Some people enjoy that. Some people survive that. Whatever you decide to use to describe that. And we're moving into the traditional, for myself, Christmas. But some people may celebrate Yule. Some people celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Eid. Fill in any holiday that you wish to celebrate and are appropriate. And we respect all of that. But generally around this time, we come together with our family of choice or family of birth, and it can be...
Sometimes both,
yeah. I know that I will be going and putting myself through some stressful holiday time, but it's definitely going to be worth it. And if you can't, you know, as my friend... excuse me. Mel put it, she said that the holidays are a really depressing time. I'm really sad that she can't be here because, you know, I wanted to hear her viewpoints on this. I tend to be one of those lemonade people, and I always try and find the most positive things that I can. And, you know, I think that my perspective can sometimes be too cheery. But if you're one of those people who tends to get depressed during the holidays, take some of these things and take it to heart. And just as a sidebar, if you're out there in traffic and somebody flips you off or cuts you off, smile and wish them a Merry Christmas. I personally, now I'm living in crazy traffic areas. I used to live out in the country, but being close to the mall, I've been in some crazy situations. Some guy on a motorcycle was cussing me out and flipping me off and
stuff.
So you
got the Italian salute.
Yeah, but I wished him Merry Christmas.
Number one. Right.
Yeah, I wished him Merry Christmas. So just remember that. It's a season of love and peace. So,
and you didn't get dinner and a date first.
Spread it.
Right, exactly.
Spread the peace. But I was reading this article. I'm in taking intro to psychology. And on our web course, there's this interesting article, Psychology in the News, and it talks about avoiding the holiday blues. And it is the Tribune Business News. And Robin Rosenthal, she's an assistant professor of psychology at Georgia Southwestern State University, said that there are several reasons that a person gets the holiday blues. but there are also several ways to avoid them. And a lot of times, unrealistic expectations of the holiday season can be a bummer, like total letdown. She said that the holiday season can be a great time, but one shouldn't think that everything is going to be perfect and wrapped up in a tidy bow. Now, my God, that right there says a mouthful.
Exactly.
Have you had any experiences with a perfect, tidy Christmas?
No, they look perfect, but only because half my family is totally neurotic, and Melissa can attest to this. You know, it looks beautiful, but, you know, we've got people's heads being bitten off, you know, a few blood stains here and there, but, you know.
Hey, it's the holidays, right?
Yeah, it's what families do. We eat together, we bleed together, and sometimes we bleed each other.
Well, I think also, too, and this is something that Robin pointed out. She said the holiday movies and TV shows can give a person unrealistic expectations. We were talking about the TV shows earlier. And, you know, life does not usually ever mirror what we see on TV or in the movies. You know?
Exactly.
That's a non-reality. It's make-believe. And so... in our crazy, crazy world of the holidays, she has given some tips on trying to avoid the holiday blues. And volunteerism is a good idea for people who can't be with their families for one reason or the other. And even though, you know, the holidays, people typically think of that, you should consider that all year round, but especially the holidays. I know that I used to volunteer and go to the homeless shelters and serve them holiday meals, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I even took my nephews down there so that they could experience that. And
what a nice thing to do.
Well, you know, it was a time for bonding with them. And also I thought that it would give them a perspective to appreciate what they had, you know. Because I know personally when I was younger, I didn't have a lot of money. And times were hard at times. And, you know, they have a lot, and to be exposed to people who may not have as much as they have, and to appreciate that and not take it for granted.
Exactly.
Plus, you know, it helps get you in touch with other people, and, you know, contact with other people is definitely really good. Melanie said that Christmas is the highest holiday with a suicide rate. People kill themselves more on Christmas than any other holiday or day of the year. And that is so crazy. But I think about, it was maybe 10 years ago, and I lived in Indianapolis, and this guy, he was a gay guy. He lived next door to one of my girlfriends, and he blew his head off, literally.
My condolences.
It was around Christmas.
My gosh.
And he had his little dog in there, and I remember coming over, and they had the fire trucks and everything. So, you know, that's really something that people, if you're having those kinds of thoughts, you should reach out to somebody and get some help. And they have the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. People can talk to you, get you in touch with people who can possibly help you out and figure some things out for you. Rosenthal also had another idea. She said... people usually go into debt, but you can do small things and make small gifts if you're wanting to show the spirit of Christmas. Material gifts are great, but people shouldn't worry so much and concentrate on that. And no material gift can substitute for true love and caring.
Exactly.
That's something that is important.
All I wanted for Christmas was just some company.
Aw, that's so sweet. I hope you get what you want for Christmas. Also, you know, they have on here, they talk about New Year's Day, and we're talking about Christmas, but New Year's is coming up, and Kwanzaa, and Eid, and Hanukkah, but...
Actually, Eid is over. Well, it's kind of past.
Oops. Well, then why were you... Never mind. Anyway, moving on. You know, the holidays aren't just around the Yule season or Christmas or however you choose to celebrate that, but also New Year's Day. And it's important to, when you're thinking about the year to come, don't focus on all the negativity or bad things that have happened. She has a list of tips here for coping with holiday stress and depression. You can also find this list at www.medicinenet.com, medicinenet.com. And one of the things it says, pace yourself. You know, do not take on more responsibilities than you can handle. That's something that I could definitely take a lesson from. Does that sound familiar?
Can I add to that?
Sure.
I was going to say, I noticed for years now, little kids love that movie Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin.
I love that.
That just goes right to the psychosis of our American culture. Because they chase off, they leave him in Chicago, and he's sitting there alone with his big brother's pop gun, you know, surfing the porn novels in his stash, looking at his ugly girlfriend and chasing off the villains, you know, with a crappy movie from the film noir era. I mean, and they will watch that movie over and over and over again. And the fact that little kids can get some magic from that poor kid being left home alone at Christmas, that just said it all to me. That's our culture right there, Home Alone. And then they made two sequels. So, I mean, really, we're all alone at Christmas in a way. If we don't have the picture-perfect holiday. And
well, that goes back to what she was saying, you know. It's representative, not so much of what is reality. But that really is kind of reality for some people. I love that movie, though. It's great.
I think it says it all. I know that frequently on my job, I've called Crisis Hotline at night, and sometimes in our culture, we're like in a McDonald's drive-thru. You've got 10 minutes. They'll tell you, you've got 10 minutes. So you talk really fast, and then at the end of the call, they say, well, you know, you're kind of manic. And I tell them, well, if you gave me more than 10 minutes, I wouldn't sound very manic. So we have a lot of compulsiveness in our culture and a lot of crazy expectations. And we're kind of expected, like when I grew up in Second Baptist Church, to give all the money and sit up in the front of the pews. And
Baptist Church?
Yeah, God forbid, right?
Well, I'm a recovering Nazarene myself.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of like Baptist, but...
Well, I'm not indicting Christianity. I'm just saying when I was little, things weren't explained to me. And for the longest time, I thought, if you're a Southern Baptist, you can't eat breakfast. But then when I got older, I realized, duh, my parents have to dog two of us out of bed, get us through the bathroom, and put our clothes on and drive us to church half awake. We don't have time for breakfast. So it's funny how you get these weird ideas in your head, you know.
Well, remember to pace yourself and to kind
exactly.
of take things one thing at a time.
Exactly.
Don't take on more responsibilities. Also, you can make a list and prioritize the important activities. This is number two on the list, and this is something that really helps me out a lot, especially when you got a lot of important things to do, and to be realistic about what you can and cannot do. Don't overextend yourself or try and stretch yourself too thin. Do not put all of your energy into just one day. You know, Thanksgiving or Christmas. The holiday cheer can spread from one holiday event to the next. And I know that I usually try to stay cheery. And I think Ellie can attest, and Monica, that I sing Christmas carols from Thanksgiving till Christmas.
Exactly.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Anyway, and that's just how I try to do that. Another thing you can do is live and enjoy the present. You know, just being in the moment. And that's something that I think that we can all do a little bit more of. I tend to sit here even now and think about, God, what am I doing tomorrow? What am I doing Monday? What is going to be on the menu for Christmas? But really to enjoy the fact that I'm sitting here with my friends and talking to you and listening to some great queer Christmas music is really a fun time for me. And so enjoy your present. Looking to the future with optimism. I think that's kind of, you know, ties into New Year's Day and thinking about the future coming up. And I know I tend to be introspective around my birthday, which is February 28th instead of the new year. But it doesn't really matter when you do. I was talking to Melanie about perspective, and it's all about how you kind of view things that happen in your life. And if you always look at the bad things, then that's what you're always going to see. So I think that that's what that's talking about. Any thoughts, ladies?
Oh, learn to say no. If, honestly, going and hanging out with your family is depressing you.
That's a big one.
Just say no. Just say, you know what, I have to take care of some other stuff. Or, to quote a famous line, I have some videos to return.
I have some videos to return. Merry Christmas.
No, you know.
That's great.
Or maybe just
love you, darling.
Or maybe just hang out with somebody who doesn't have family in town. Just say, you know, sorry, I've got a prior party this evening, and I have to, and I can't, you know, and just go. Just who cares what they think? I mean, if they're making your life such hell, why are you bothering?
Yeah, great advice, Ellie. Thanks for that.
Exactly.
One thing you can do is not set yourself up for disappointment. Oh my God. You know, when you are thinking about the perfect holiday and how everything is going to be, and, you know, then everything falls apart and the stove goes off in the middle of your dinner and people don't come over and cancel on you, you know, just kind of roll with the punches and don't compare that with the good old days of the past and the good old holidays when everything was so great.
Really, one thing I used to think when I was little that all Christmases were great, but as I got older, I noticed that my Christmases were like a series of small disasters and recoveries. Something didn't go right, somebody didn't show up. Something always went, you know, minorly or terribly wrong, and it
exactly.
Just and it really didn't matter in the end because everyone either got to hang out or they, you know, and it doesn't even have to end well. It just has, sometimes it just needs to end. But, you know, sometimes you can go through it. And sometimes surviving is enough. You know, just set your bar low, maybe, and be terribly surprised when everything turns out okay, if it does. If not, you know, you were prepared. I'm babbling. Stop.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think you're right, don't you?
Yeah, that's... Well, she was actually telling me that earlier. And I think that that's definitely a good perspective to have. Is she said it, set your bar low and be pleasantly surprised when things actually exceed that low kind of expectation that you're having. And that's a great way to condition yourself, I think, to be surprised and to appreciate when things go good.
And you're not setting your... And that just goes back to don't set yourself up for a huge...
disappointment.
Yeah.
Because if you set your bar a little bit lower, then if things don't go so great, then it's not a big deal.
And if you have set your bar that low, you know, you can, you know, sort of plan around it. You know, maybe so-and-so isn't so reliable. Maybe they're not going to bring the roast. Maybe we should get catering from Randall's or something.
Cool.
Catering from Randall's always works.
No, not really, but when it does and that person shows up without the roast, they'll say, so, wonderful roast you brought us. But, I don't know. Sorry.
Also, you can find holiday activities that are free, such as holiday decorating, going window shopping without buying anything. I personally have a hard time with that because when I see stuff that when put a smile on people's face, I have to grab it. But
she
try
can't
it.
Be stopped.
Try it. Or you can watch winter weather, whether it's a snowflake, boo, or a raindrop, woohoo. I personally don't like snow, so sorry if that offends anyone out there. But moving on, limit drinking. I think that this is something that.
Darn.
A lot of people are, Monica. And not to say that you can't drink, but you don't want to do excessive drinking. You know, alcohol is a depressant, and you don't realize that, but that downer can really amplify if something starts going bad or you start reminiscing about things that went bad. So limit your drinking. Try something new. Celebrate holidays in a different way. Or,
so when you say try something new, you don't mean change your drink from Jägermeister to double vodka.
No, that would tie back into the limit drinking. Try something new means create a different kind of celebration. I know one of my good friends, Lily Roddy, said that she started doing different holiday traditions instead of the holiday traditions that her family had created. She created her own with her partner, and that's what they do now, and that's really a great way to try something new, is create your own traditions. You can spend time with supportive and caring people. I think that that ties back to the family of choice, and I usually always have some people who don't have families that I always invite over and try to envelop them into the fold. You can reach out and try to make new friends. That's a great way. If you ever want to come down to KPFT, there's always great people hanging out here, especially on Saturday nights. You can come out and meet us. I see y'all in there smiling. Isn't that great? I've been
reaction
blessed!
From the control room. Oh my gosh.
I missed it.
Hi. Oh, never mind. Okay, they're waving at me, but it's not really important. You want to make time to contact long-lost relatives or friends and spread some holiday cheer. Pick up that phone, you know? Reach out and touch somebody.
Wake up and send me more vodka. I need to get more drunk during the holidays, damn it. Where's my free bottle of vodka?
Monica, I'm sensing a theme here. Speaking of alcohol and the holidays, at work today, one of the stylists made a chocolate bourbon pecan pie. Oh my God, that had to have been 100 proof. It was insane.
So you felt the spirit and you drank it down, is what you're saying.
Well, I ate it down. It was crazy.
So you had 100 proof of that.
Yes, and I was cutting hair, believe it or not.
You weren't pulling hair, you were cutting hair.
I was cutting hair, eating alcoholic pie.
Well, you can't get better than that.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Make time for yourself. Y'all, this is very important. The hustle and bustle can be a crazy time. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to rip my hair out in crazy traffic and, you know, seeing people in lines, and all I want is a pack of batteries. And we've got people with 12 Christmas presents for Jimmy and John and Sue and Jane and Aunt Opal and Missy Lou and Priscilla, and I'm just like, oh my God! So, you know, taking time out for yourself and maybe doing some meditation. I'm not in Gekyo. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Yes,
meditate.
Center yourself. My therapist suggested taking a grape and putting it in my mouth and really just focusing on that. It's a great way of just being in the moment and taking time out for myself. Bubble baths. I cannot stress that enough. Great way to escape and to relax. Also, keep track of your holiday spending. This can get you in trouble. Overspending leads to depression.
We've all seen the ads for Christmas loans. Now, how crazy is that, right?
Well, that's all part of marketing.
Please, our neighbors.
Yeah, bake some cookies for somebody. It's $3 for a package. Great way to show somebody you care. 50 cents, get a holiday tin, wrap it up in some tissue paper, and send it to Missy Lou next door.
Or baklava. Feed 20 people for a dollar.
Baklava? It really? It takes $20 to make it?
No, dollar to feed 20 people.
Oh.
But that's if you, well, not really, but that's what it can work out to if you're good.
You have this baklava. It's a
nutty
pastry.
Oh, I know. I was just
pastry.
Thinking about Nico Nico's and, you know, Mama Nico's and how clean it is over there.
Oh, I love that place. We had dinner there earlier. Oh,
great place. It's even better now that it's gotten cleaner. Back in the 80s, we would slam dance and go to Numbers, and it was dangerous here, and you couldn't find parking, and you had to wait in line. And now it's larger, and everyone still snarls at you, but the food's just as good. But you don't see Mama Nico anymore, but the fries are to die for, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. The Slovakia sauce, that's the way to go.
That's just enough. No, it's... Let's not get all commercial here.
Well, Nico it's not really... We're
so
not
McDonald's,
playing Nico
you don't
Nico's.
Want to eat McDonald's
we're
either, or
experiencing this lovely food transition from baklava. Although, I think Ellie was talking about homemade baklava, not the commercial kind that you
I
get from Nico it. Nico's.
That would be great.
Oh, it's really good.
Wow.
But anyway, you know, this is the time where you want to kind of focus not so much on the negative, I think, and focus on reaching out to others and kind of taking time for yourself when it gets a little crazy. Those are some great ideas for avoiding the holiday blues. If you have any other ideas, Cinnamon will be happy to share them with people. We are going to be moving on. I believe we have a caller on the line. And, oh my God. Is this Mr. Ed?
Wilbur, how are you? I'm calling live from Nickelodeon old reruns at night on black and white TV, Wilbur. Oh, I'm a horse, of course. I'm a talking horse. I'm the famous Mr. Ed, and I sound like Bob Dylan on acid.
But Mr. Ed, I'm not Wilbur. I have to tell you, my name is Missy, and I'm here with Monica. What are you up to?
I'm sorry. I was on the wrong script. Well, I'm calling from a shed. I'm a horse, and I want some hot tranny love right now, and I've got 10 inches of proof to prove it.
Mr. Ed, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my God. Did he just say that on the air?
Yes, Mr. Ed.
Are we doing bad celebrity impersonations on KPFT because our callers cannot call live on the air at the ungodly hour of, what is it, what time is it anyway? Oh, my God.
Nighttime by
nighttime.
My watch.
Oh, okay. Right.
3:30. Oh, God. Anyway, Mr. Ed, we don't want to keep you waiting because we know that your time is important.
Thank you.
Tell us, what's going on with your holiday season?
Oh, I'm going to be celebrating with Hall & Oates. Oh, that's a bad horse joke.
Woo!
I'm feeling my oats. Oh, Wilbur. Wait, your name's not Wilbur.
No, this is Missy.
Oh, Missy, I'd love some hot tranny action with you since Monica turned me down. I saw her last week at Blur. Oh, my God, what a hottie. Whoa.
Well, Mr. Ed, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate you. Make sure that you call us back anytime in the future. You know, even Monica, I'm sure she'll be here, but if she's not, feel free to call in. We would love to hear from you, and we want to wish you a happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right. Moving on, we have a lovely song by the ever-so-fabulous supermodel herself. She is the wonderful Miss RuPaul, and I have to tell you, she is just absolutely amazing. And this CD, it's a Christmas CD. She's got some great pictures on there, some great hair. That girl
sounds
has...
fabulous.
She has some amazing wigs. This was picked out by the lovely Miss Monica, and this is "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch." This is RuPaul singing.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You are are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch.
nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk. Mr. Grinch, darling, three words that describe you are stink, stank, skunk. Darling, you are a mess. Hey,
Mr. Grinch,
I'm gonna tell it like it is.
Mr. Grinch, Mr. Grinch, yeah.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseating super nod. You're a crooked jerky jockey. You're a three-decker sauerkraut toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce. Yes, you are. Like, I was really having a really great time until you came along and, really, you spoiled it for not only me, but for a whole bunch of people, and that's why I have to tell you that of all the people I've ever met in my entire life, you're the worst
Mr.
one in the whole wide world. I mean it. I really do.
Mr.
I'm Mr. Grinch. You're just a winch.
Right, that was the fabulous supermodel herself, RuPaul, with "You're a Mean One,
Mr. Grinch."
That's right. And I thought he was kind of misunderstood myself.
I think so. He was an anti-hero.
Yeah.
The little dog with the reindeer antlers really did it for me.
Well, I don't know. No, it is the green fur. Did you see Jim Carrey with Mr. Grinch?
Oh, loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. Well, we are getting towards the end of our show, and I wanted to talk to everyone about the Brenda Thomas New Year's Day event that's coming up. It is a potluck, and it's going to be held from 2 until 7 at Vanity's Transformation Studio.
Otherwise known as VTS in the fabulous Houston Heights.
That's right. It's over by Yale.
Yale and 14th.
Yale and 14th Street. So you don't need to bring anything. If you don't have anything, you can just drop in. They're going to have great, great prizes. They're having a silent auction. I personally know Reva's has donated. What is that? Oh, she's doing a shameless plug with her T-shirt. Reva's has donated lunch for two. And that's a great Italian restaurant right here in the heart of Montrose. Also, the American Laser Center has donated about $3,000 worth of gift certificates.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's a great laser rejuvenation of your skin, hair removal, whatever. So drop in, try and check it out if you get a chance. It is at Vanity Studios in Heights, 14th and Yale. Also, make sure you stop by and check us out at HTGA on Monday nights, or that is going to be moving to the Haven Center near Woodhead in Alabama. You can check TransHouston.com to get directions to that.
Another great website.
And also, we have the wonderful Thursday night socials at your TLGB Center. Yeah, that's transgendered, lesbian, gay, bisexual, we put the T first, you know.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, I think that's important.
But the B is always next to the end.
Oh. How about T B L G? Does that sound better? Anyway, moving on.
ASAP, strictly in the Q2 on KPFT.
And make sure you check us out next month. We are going to be talking about equality and unity in the community. That's something that is very near and dear, and I think we need more of that.
Here.
So if you have ideas on that, if you want to get involved, feel free to check out the website, come in, let your voice be heard, call in. Write in. Give us ideas. Let us know what you're thinking. We're going to try and get some other guests in here and to give us some viewpoints and kind of talk about that as well. And we've got a whole bunch of ideas for the show shows coming up in the new year. If you have any ideas of what you would like to hear, please let us know. You can write us a letter and give us your ideas or call us at 713-526-KPFT. It's a great time to give us your opinion. We want to wish everybody a happy holiday, whatever your holiday is you're celebrating, and we will not be on the air until next year.
That's right. 2008.
Oh, my God.
Next
That's
year.
Crazy. And make sure you check in with us. I hear a little rumor. We got a call from Rosanna Dana's publicist.
What happened with her? But was she called away?
Yeah, she was called away. She was supposed to be getting in touch with us. But
that's a bagel alert, I think.
You
our
know,
favorite Jewish-American princess.
That's right. She may be calling in and checking in with us next week. Or next show.
Month,
next month.
Next
yeah.
year.
Next,
right.
Yeah, next year. Or it may be somebody else. We don't know. But you can only hear them here.
That's right.
Because they love us, just like you.
All celebrities.
That's right.
We're going to dig them up from the dead.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been KPFT 90.1 FM, the Mighty 90, as Miss Monica likes to call it. We're going to switch over to her.
Yes, you've been listening to 90.1 FM, KPFT Pacifica, 90.1, 2,000 watts of power directly injected live into your brain through the magic of frequency modulation. If you're listening and you live in Loma Linda, California, or Cut and Shoot, Texas, that means FM radio. The
up
electric
yours.
Radio.
Up
Excuse
yours.
Excuse me. That was around the corner and up your street. We blew that whole gag. Oh, my God. I haven't had enough vodka.
Well, we'll have to take care of that here.
Merry Christmas.
We want to thank you so much for listening. Wish you happy holidays, happy new year, health, wealth, and wisdom coming up. We are going to be taking you out with a lovely, lovely lady.
Blondie from Debbie Harry. Debbie Harry and Blondie, a band from the 80s singing a really cool song called Atomic. So stay tuned next month for the same Batgirl time, the same Batgirl channel, live on the air with Trans Talk. Take it away.
Yes, the one of the official songs of Christmas time.
Absolutely.
Obviously, but this was a slightly different version.
Yeah, that's by Pansy Division.
Yeah. We have, unfortunately, the CD we have of them doesn't work. The other version of this cover of song we have is by
because
the Bootlickers.
Because they do a special Merry Christmas to After Hours kind of plug on it.
Yeah. And fortunately, I found a website that had someone who put a video montage to it.
And it's not on YouTube. It's on XTube.
Don't want to hit
as well as it should be, right?
Yeah. Slightly.
What is it on?
Yeah, it's on XTube.
XTube, yeah.
A little while to search.
It's hot.
Yeah.
How can people go to it?
XTube.com and then search. That's how I had to do.
Search for what?
Go through the gay videos and just keep searching until you see Pansy Division Homo Christmas.
Okay. Okay.
I tried doing a search engine thing, but it didn't work, so I had to force myself to scroll through page after page after page.
Oh, my God.
The stuff I do for
this show, I know. You just work your fingers to the bone. That's why they're so bony.
You know you love working all those pages.
And you have big old thick fingers, honey.
Thick fingers, big feet, wise tail's a bunch of... Where's that 8-second button? All right.
Is it time for the buys?
Yes, it is. Y'all are on.
Yes.
And then we'll interrupt you in a couple of moments to do the station ID.
All right.
I think it's a little early still.
We're back.
Woo!
It's time for the bisexual agenda segment of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. With co-host David Great Bear, that's me, and of course my partner in crime, Robin.
Hello.
And we got a guest here. Could you identify yourself, sir?
I'm Zane.
All right. Howdy. And we're here to talk about all things that we describe as bisexual. Talk about the people, those of us who can go either way and usually do.
Well, I wanted to say, we had a celebration for World AIDS Day. The only problem is we had canceled the last movie night. And we put on in big letters that my sentiment was going to, that my movie night was going to be canceled. And somebody had forgot to erase it off their website.
We had an event that the Binet Houston had an event early part of the month and as part of the World AIDS Day celebration or awareness, however you want to do it. And I think there was a miscommunication there, so we'll try again next year.
Yeah, we'll try it again next year.
So, but probably the general theme, since, you know, go and say, you know, wish everybody listening Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, blessed be on this time of the winter solstice, whatever your spiritual beliefs are, we honor them all. I think Robin and I, the church we go to is up near Old Town Spring. We were up there last night. We were having a solstice celebration. Several people were putting on, doing performances. Had a woman, a harpist. She did a very good job. Has other people doing, singing various songs, doing various things. And just had a good time. And I had a chance to go out and do some Native American things with some of the children, kind of show them how to do drumming. Actually, one of the teachers in the children's group had come up, created some drums out of things like oatmeal boxes and plastic jars and stuff. We help them, kids decorate them and let them in a little dance beating on the drums. And
it's a good idea because, chopping down enough trees as it is, it's a good idea to come up with other materials that we can recycle.
All right.
Like you can use steel drums, that they use to store paint or whatever in
it. Oh, yeah. So, general theme for tonight, where we talk about this, a lot of times we're kind of talking about among ourselves, okay, what are we going to talk about tonight? And sometimes we may just make up something, or maybe something will happen that they'll suggest a subject. And probably just a general, discussion around the subject of bi acceptability. And this comes from, several ideas where this comes about there are people who are bisexual accepted in the larger GLBT community, even though we got the B there in that set of initials. And all of us perhaps have had experiences where, we're wondering about, well, am I welcome here or not? And I've, been talking to other people about that. And yes, at other times, my own personal experience has been a feeling of being, you know, Jerry speaking, accepted within the larger community of the quote-unquote gay community. One of the things that got me thinking about this subject, I occasionally get a newsletter from a group group called Bi Cafe. It's a website. And I get this little monthly newsletter, and the little lead article, they were talking about somebody who wrote the article was quoting someone else talking about that they're, that by and large is really not that much of a bisexual community. But that part of the reason about that is since we can kind of, you know, in a manner of speaking, go anywhere, which has our most of us do.
Hiding is cool.
Yeah. I mean, when I started to really take serious my, you know, by curiosity or however you want to phrase it, really some of the first people I turned to asking questions was actually gay men. And, of course, for me, you know, part of that is, well, quite frankly, when I stop talking about being bi, I'm talking about, you know, the sexual, being going out and doing something with somebody. And so that's kind of where I went looking and met a lot of men, a lot of men who were, have been helpful to me. Some are, you know, I consider to be good friends, occasional lovers. And within the couple of groups I've had past the most experience with, basically I've been accepted and I felt accepted. One's a men's nudist group here in town. I've also been involved with the Radical Fairies with the help from Gigi. And actually I've had the experience of going to a Radical Fairy gathering, taking Robin with me, and she, you know, my impression of the group was, hey, she was welcome there too. So at least that's my personal experience within the circles I have been involved with. I have, of course, talked with and overheard other people talking about having other experiences. So, and see, we about ready for the ID? You want to go and do that?
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Oh, he got that down so good.
Got a lot of practice.
It's like the one is, so we had some negative experiences with being bisexual. Like, we had a couple that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, Gigi and all of us, we decided to have bi camp.
Right.
And we was going to, I think the place was called Rainbow,
yeah,
never something
name.
Like that.
Yeah, just
right the, around in that
a campground that, was,
that caters to the
GLBT
yeah.
community.
So we basically everything was going great for a while. We went there like 2 or 3 years, and basically what happened is the original owners don't be there, and they'd be like some gay guys or whatever be hosting it. Oh, that's cool. Whatever, you know. And one time, the last time we went, they had some other females, the original people that was there. And we got the notion that they did not really want us there. We just got a lot of, you know, we would go up there to get ice or whatever, and we would get this comment, a couple of bad comments and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh, I guess we don't go there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
It's this thing about where they thought the other gay people that was there was offended. Come to find out, we was having parties and everybody was all coming in at one big party. So it was like, I don't know where the gay people were at, but when these people.
Right.
But, and then there were other incidents where me and David had went to a swingers party.
I have noticed problems with the swingers group. I was going to say, in my experience, if you're going to classify, you know, I guess, a group of people, the one that I've had the hardest part getting into has been the swinger scene, and that's because I'm one male. Or if I went with my husband, we're two males.
Right.
And they see two males, it's just two males, not a relationship. But if two women try to go into a lot of swingers bars and groups, they go in just fine. But males, whether you're, you know, straight
right.
or
yeah.
bi,
yeah.
You have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And of course, apparently for a lot of you know, I say a lot of straight men. There are straight men who get turned on the idea of seeing two women going at each other.
It seems like almost every straight. It seems like at my one point in my life that I thought every straight male wants to see that, which is not true, but it seemed that way.
Right.
It's like a lot of these swingers parties catering to the straight male, and that's it. And so if it's not something that the straight male was interested in, it's like you know, you out of here. Right. We got thrown out.
Yeah. I think and you and you told me as your experience as a bisexual woman, you've had some mixed reactions, say from lesbians.
Well, lesbians basically, it's rare to find lesbians that accept bisexual women. I mean, when we went to one of the coming out groups and they had some lesbians that were coming out, I was like, well, I just came out and just said, look, the reason why I'm hesitant to come out and tell you guys who I am, because a lot of times lesbians don't like bisexuals, and some of them said they didn't have a problem with it, which was cool. Yeah. But the majority of the time, I would run into negative.
At least in your experience, that's your
experience. Yeah, in my experience. Right. I don't know how it was with somebody else.
Yeah, you know. I want to be careful about saying, oh, lesbians don't like bisexual.
No. That's why I brought up the thing about the coming out group with these women were cool with. They were like, we don't have a problem with that. You know, I was like, cool. So I had to realize that not to look at all lesbians like that, to just ask them and see what reaction I would get and, you know, and not just judge them all in one hump.
I've very rarely come across an individual that had a problem with me being bi if they did not have a problem with gay people.
Right.
I come to find out if somebody has a problem with alternative sexuals of any type, yeah, they have a problem with bi people. Just in my experience, that's what it's been like.
Right.
Occasionally, and the only time this has happened to me in that I can remember, you know, since I was very young, quite recently, in fact, a chick that I've known for quite a while discovered that I like chicks. And it really weirded her out. I mean, you know, she doesn't have a problem with me or anything. It's just, it was really hard for her to believe, you know, that well, somebody could be bi. You mean you're not just not comfortable about being gay? And I thought that was kind of a weird attitude. Okay. But
yeah,
I haven't come across
any hate.
I'm comfortable
in my skin. It's like, well, they completely straight or completely gay or whatever. And it's like they have a hard time seeing otherwise. So it's like, it's like, okay, I'm comfortable liking both sex. It's like you being comfortable only liking women or only liking men. It's just that I like both.
All right.
Comfortably.
Yeah, the question I might ask, of course, is in situations where maybe you didn't quite feel welcome, how have you dealt with that?
Well, a lot of times I would just leave.
Okay.
I don't want to really be messy or start a fight or anything. I would just leave. I mean, like, we got thrown out of the party. The way they did it was kind of funky.
Okay.
Because me, like, when Gigi's having a party, he invites everybody, not just gay or whatever. Everybody can come. Especially, like, when he has the ESA gathering and he has the sex temple and all that. Anybody can show up as long as they follow the rules.
Right.
And a lot of times, if we have a problem with somebody not following the rules, Gigi would just pull them aside and explaining them what's going on and just nicely tell them that you can't come here anymore. That approach to me is more appropriate.
Right. Or asking, you know, kind of make they be all right with adjusting their own activities.
I mean,
so everybody's, you know, it's a safe and you know, welcoming place.
I mean, the way they did it, it was like, we didn't know what exactly happened. We didn't know what we did or what we said.
Or didn't do or said.
Okay. The way they do this, they have meet and greets at this restaurant. So we all go to... We didn't get invited to the next party, so we decided to go to meet and greet and find out. Maybe we got knocked off the list. Hmm. Maybe just whatever, you know, things happen. We got on it. Hey, how you doing? Da, 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 da. It's like, everything's cool. Oh, we're gonna come to the party. Is it okay? You know, and sign up. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. We'll call you. We'll put you on the list. Da 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 da. The next day, we look on our webs on our email to see if we was invited, and we get this. Oh, we not invited thing. Like all of a sudden, it's like,
right.
What?
Well.
And I mean, David calls me up like, like, man.
Yeah. Don't know what happened, so
it's
we'll let you go.
Told us what the crap happened.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, maybe we got to find out. But then at some point, I was like, you know what? They're so immature and stupid, I don't even want to know anymore. See, it was my party. I would just pull you aside and tell you. You kind of being a little too you know, you're not taking no or no or whatever the situation is, and just let you know what it is. So at least you can get it in your mind that maybe I don't need to do this, so maybe the next party I go to I won't do that, or whatever. At least it makes you make up your mind on what you've done.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, think about my own experience. I have, you know, overheard people or talked to them saying they've had, you know, people who otherwise consider themselves to be bi have had some experiences. You know, say, overheard somebody talking here at the station one night while we're out here on the back porch, and he's talking about going to one of these clubs, and I guess somehow there he found the people that found out he's bi. And he says, you know, threw him out. I'm not sure necessarily literally threw him out, but at least he, you know, got that message. And again, you know, I can only ultimately speak about my own experience, and I've never had that happen. But then again, I don't go any place where I might not be welcome. You know, like I've been involved with some other groups that, you know, hey, come on in. Like I've had a couple of guys who are otherwise gay say, you're bi? You have a girlfriend? Well, yeah. She's okay with it? Well, yeah. She's the same way, so that helps.
I had experiences when I go to, like, gay places. I never got thrown out of a straight place. But I got thrown out of some gay places where this one secret place, I'm not going to really say any names because it's a really cool place. I still go there sometimes. It just happened that this was a bad day. We was all in there and kicking in and stuff, and I had some other straight friends in there. They go in there all the time. They cool with it. Well, one of the guys that we was shooting pool with, his gay guy, he brought his cousin or his brother with him, and it was having to be straight, got drunk, and was trying to get free drinks, so he was flirting with the gay guys. One of the guys decided to get fresh with him, and he gets mad and punched the guy out. Next, you know, there's a big old fight in place.
So Ray had nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And me and my friend and the other guy got thrown out. It's like, why are you throwing me out for? I had nothing to do with this. Get out.
Just everybody get out.
And then we went across the street, trying to go across to the other place. They don't want us in there either. It's like, and I said, Lord, maybe it's because
Did you have your bi sign on, flashing? And
well, they thought we were straight because I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. And Lloyd was straight, you know. Okay. And the other guy, he was gay, but he didn't have a lover with him. Mm-hmm. And he just had his crazy brother that started the whole thing.
Okay.
He wanted to kill him once. I said a couple of times I got thrown out because something like that happened. I just happened to be there when it happened. Oh, shit, just throw her out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. I think it might have something to do with me being either a female in a gay establishment or... I don't know, something like that.
So just people have fears or issues or otherwise, and if somehow, this person doesn't fit in, they might kind of say, go away.
Yeah. So I picked that up some places. I would go in, and I'd be dancing and stuff, having a good time, and I would get shoved or pushed, like, why did he push me for? I didn't do anything. And I'll be like mostly the only female in there, and I'll be thinking maybe they resent me because I'm a female in here or something. I got that sometimes, but I don't really put down the whole club or anything because I don't, you know, or put down anybody else. It's just something that happens.
Yeah. So, you know, how have you dealt with that? You know,
I didn't get in a fight with the person or anything. He just shoved me, and it's like, he got a problem.
Well, let me put it this way. Overall, though, how do you feel about how we are accepted into the larger community?
They were pretty good. Yeah. I mean, very rarely. I've never been thrown out of any place.
Right.
There have been a couple times when I've been cruising, and I know I got the chick in the couple. All right? I got it. It's going to happen. Right? It's going down. And then, I'm sorry into your husband, and I have blown that. I mean, it was nothing violent or anything like that. It was sort of like, sorry, not our thing. I was like, yeah. Yeah, that kind of sucked. But there was no hate. It was like, wrong deal, you know.
Yeah, I think part of what gets me thinking about this again, this thing from the Bi Cafe I read about, and it kind of reflects something else I've read about where people who are bi maybe complain that there's no bi community. And in a way, for me, you know, speaking for myself, almost in a way that's not that important to me, because if I'm wanting to do something where I want to honor and support my gay side, I just go talk to some gay men who I know will listen to me and otherwise support me.
Do you have a... Because I used to do this. I don't do this anymore because I don't go to straight clubs because I can get that aspect of my life from another group that I'm in that I won't go into now. But I used to have two sets of cologne and two sets of clothes.
Okay.
Do you do that?
No.
I used to wear a set of cologne if I wanted to go get chicks and a set of style of clothes to fit in with the straight crowd. And then I had another set of clothes that I would wear that was wholly different for the gay community.
Okay.
I have this thing where I can be masculine one day and feminine the next, and I can like completely feel feminine and I would wear just feminine clothes. And then the next day I'll be feeling completely masculine, so I would wear just all men clothes, and people would think I'm a guy most of the time. And it's just a mood that I'm in. A lot of times I can go into a straight community and dress like a so-called guy, and they can, oh, look at diet coming up, and it doesn't bother me any. But yeah, I kind of get what you just said, how you have certain clothes for each group or something like that. I kind of get that.
Yeah, it wasn't that extreme. I was just, you know, trying to target to my audience, I guess.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
I really don't do that myself. I just be me. And one thing, I'm not really into going to clubs, so I don't seek out gay men in that environment. And quite, actually, a lot of times, a couple groups I've been with, I mean, one group's actually a men's nudist group, so quite frankly, clothes ain't going to make much difference anyway.
That's true.
Right.
A lot of times I would dress more cultural sometimes, like if I'm in a black establishment or something like that, I would have a tendency to dress a little more hip-hoppy. And then a lot of times, like as I go to the ESA or something like that, I have a tendency to be more esoteric, like pagan stuff, you know, and it's just different places I go to. I might gradually do that, but it's not, I'm not changing me. I just see myself as all those characters. It's just, you know, different characters pop up and they'll just go back, and some of them pop up and go back. I don't look at it as not being me.
You mentioned the nudist group, and it got me thinking occasionally. Occasionally, you know, the gay side of me says, hey, go hit the spa.
Right.
And there really isn't a bi spa.
Definitely.
Most spas are either one sex or the other. And I don't think it's because of, you know, anything against the bi community. I think it's something for public health. What do you think about that?
I agree with you.
And again, you know, when I speak about my own experience, it's like, if I want to go do something gay, I go where that's where I'll find it. If I want to go do something quote-unquote straight, I go there. For me, I can kind of flip back and forth, and some degree I kind of live in both worlds, but I'm not really not into threesomes.
I'm sort of into threesomes.
Yeah, I can do threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
I can, like, get in that pile and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been to parties where...
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Oh, I've been to parties where it was, like, about 6 or 7 of us, and we all was in there. David, he's more like a one-on-one type, so he'll be kind of like, you know, with one, two guys, and that's it.
Right.
Those going, like, to spas and stuff, talking about the male and female spas, there's no bi spas. Because a lot of times when you try to get a spa together, it's the straight guys that are screwed up. Because they have two women... Go, like Dave was telling me one time up in San Francisco, I don't know where it was.
This woman was a member of a church she's lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this one. She was telling me that her and a girlfriend had gone to what may have been a spa, I think she said in San Francisco, that did cater to women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But apparently the deal they had was for women, you know, by women and straight men.
Oh.
So she's telling me the story that her and her girlfriend were there. They're on a couch or something, kind of cuddling, not really doing anything really active. But then they hear this noise, and they turn around and look, and there's three men masturbating while looking at them.
Mm-hmm. were talking about there wasn't any bi spas, and the problem is there isn't any bi anything.
Not really.
And the bi community is like where the gay community was in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's all underground.
Right.
And for good reason. We still have courts who would remove children from families if the parents are found out to be bi or stuff like that. But
The swinging groups, I know for a fact your comment about the masturbation.
There, oh, yeah.
They try to limit that, so they try to get rid of the single
males.
Male.
Yeah.
Because they screw it up. Yeah. Because women.
It's unfair that there's
some
bad apples.
Because even by women, when it comes to them, that it's like, it's okay to watch or whatever, but it's guy can and stuff. That's just plain annoying for women in general.
Like you were talking last month, that the swinger groups are for bisexual women and straight men.
Right.
And it's all about,
and if a bisexual man shows up, they are not welcome.
It's like it's all about making a straight guy happy.
It's
and if
crazy.
A straight guy isn't happy, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, Rob and I have been to a couple of bi groups. You know, they meet at somebody's house for, you know, quite frankly, an orgy or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been... Basically, Wild has been the token female.
No.
It's sort of like, you know, these men to go there, they're bi, and just, they want to go play with their gay side. If they want to try to play straight, they'll go someplace else. Not again, you know, women are still invited, but...
For some reason, women just don't show up.
I remember the first time Rob and I went to one of these things, she was actually kind of the center of attention. The second time we went, she just kind of sat back and watched, and everybody, you know, respected that.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about the bi men. See, that's the reason why David's more like, I just go to go gay and stabs or whatever. I'm more like a bi community would be kind of cool because before I came out being bi, I was basically thinking I was a lesbian because I didn't know what bi was. And when I got hooked on with Gigi and Gigi was having these parties and I went in there and it's like, this is so cool because it's like you got these guys in here that likes women, but they respect you.
Mm-hmm.
You can be naked, and they're not going to try to come up and talk to y'all in any kind of way, and they're going to ask if it's okay. You know, they're not going to... They're more respectful. Or they like gay guys, you know, with women. They're not attracted to you, but they're going to still respect you. But straight guys, when it's hard to go to a sex party with straight guys, because a lot of times you just got to be real rude with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the swingers parties I went to, this one guy, the whole time I was there, he was just asking me to give him a blowjob, which I don't mind doing. It depends on who it is. But it was just the way he was acting. He was real arrogant and cocky.
Aggressive.
Yeah, and it's like, it's like a notch on the belt type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the other guys... Like this other guy that was there, I have a feeling that he was bisexual. My goodness, he seemed so bi, but he said he wasn't, but it's like, yeah, right.
My philosophy on that...
He was very kind.
My philosophy on that, as I've mentioned many times on this show, is that I believe bisexuality is a continuum.
Right.
And on the scale of 1 to 6, I think 10% of the population is gay, and I think 10% of the population is straight.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Right.
Somewhere.
It's the Kinsey scale of the other
one. I've discovered I'm a 5.5.
Oh, okay. I'm 5. Straight up 5.
Yeah, so,
I'm a 4.5. I can be in a serious relationship with a woman just as much with a guy. And I had been in 2 serious relationships with a female and never flew with any guys when I was with the female. And the first one was like 3 years, and the other one was 2 years.
Okay. If I say, romantically, I'm kind of more attracted to being with, you know, women like I am right now. But, you know, if it comes down to just being the sex, I can go kind of go either way. So, and is that your, I could say something earlier? Or?
Back when we were talking about places to go,
right.
If you're bi, something that I've noticed, I do a lot of travel. There are some rarities in smaller gay communities. I mean, we're kind of spoiled with Houston. I mean, Houston is so big. We have different clubs to spectrum out different parts of the community.
All right.
Well, in some small towns that I've been to, Lubbock, Texas being one that I'm about to go to at 5:00 this morning, so yay me. because there's only one gay bar, you get a lot of the different types of, you know, inner people. And so there's a lot more freedom, I guess, in a couple of the places I've been to that are in small towns.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller on the air, if you'd like.
All righty.
Let's see if I do this correctly. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey. Am I?
Might need to turn your radio down. I can hear you getting some feedback off the radio.
Turn it down. Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're turning it down.
I'm trying to.
Hey, well, I just wanted to. What's your name, Robin?
Yes.
Yeah, I totally heard. Robin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I heard you talk about, like.
What's your name, Robin?
Yes. I heard you talk about all those guys, like, offering blow. Or, like, demanding blowjobs.
Oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I see that and hear that all the time. And, like, it made me feel really bad. You know, like, I was like, fuck, man.
Nope, careful.
Oh, yes, we have to cut that off there. Okay. There's certain language we can't have go out over the air.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And when we hear it, we have to stop it. So, I'm sorry that happened. Okay, all we right. were talking about...
Try again later. Anyway. So... Okay, we're good.
Well, where were you?
You're right, okay. Well, see, I'm sitting here in a room with microphones stuck in my face.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
I think I heard he was, well, I don't want to speak for him, so.
He called, he wanted to empathize with your plight.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, and he was basically talking about the guy who went on and asked me for blowjobs,
mm-hmm.
and he was getting ready to say something about it, but he used the wrong choice.
He messed up. Yeah.
But he can call back, just kind of watch what you say. Mm-hmm.
Pay attention.
Oh. But okay. Yeah. I mean, he was just, you know, had a notch on his, the notch on your belt theory, you know. I mean, it's like, I mean, he basically had sex with every female in the whole house, basically. And he was upset because he did not get to do me. And I'm doing with other people. So it's like, well,
Rude people are not exclusive to any group of other people.
You're absolutely correct.
But see, David, I figured out the reason why we might have got thrown out.
I think he's it's not serious. He wants to just get on the air and talk nasty. So
hello.
And so what happened is that the other guys that were there were real nice and everything. They were cool. You know, I haven't sex with them. But what I think what happened, the reason why we got thrown out is because this is my theory, that he might have complained to the hostess, said some funky things about me and David, and so basically they just threw us out. But it was just the way they threw us out. It was just...
That's tacky.
Tacky! Right.
What can we do as bisexual people... I really consider myself gay, but, you know, I've had my moments.
Right.
To get more exposure.
That time you're drunk.
I mean, it's crazy that most of the world is... no, I wasn't drunk. Oh, most of the world is bisexual,
right.
And yet it's still underground.
Right.
The thing about it is like me and Pago, we met up at the Hobbit. We meet up every third Thursday at the Hobbit Cafe at 7:30.
Yes.
And we
had to plug that thing.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And so what it is... Back in the 90s and the early 2000s, Gigi was running
this
thing. And see, Gigi is a good guy. He has a lot of charisma, and he lights up everything when he touches. And when he decided to jettison and go straight to the sex temple and all that other stuff, it kind of... You know,
floundered.
The people kind of floundered. Uh-huh. So we were trying to figure out a way, how can we get that spark back when we can get a lot of people back into the community, back into this? Because it's like we want to do a lot of things, but it's like the group has gotten so small. And we know there's a lot of buys out there in ways of advertising ourselves.
Okay, there's a question that may need to be answered here.
Right.
And it's a question that the gay and lesbian community had to answer. Is being bisexual only about sex?
Oh, no.
Not really.
No.
I mean, for me, yes, it's definitely part of it, but there's still more going on.
Is there a bisexual culture?
Well, to me, it's more like I like women. It's not that I don't want to just want to have sex with them. I just enjoy the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I had a relationship with my last girlfriend, I mean, we done more other things more than we did sex. We went out together. We went to like her one of her relatives had died, and we traveled all the way up to North Texas together. I mean, it's a lot of things, a lot of down things that we went with each other, and there's good things. You know, we lived together.
Part of the problem may be that there's no stereotype for bisexuals.
Right.
No, we lived a normal life just like I would live a man, except she was a female.
I would say that I don't know if the culture that I'm into now is necessarily a bi culture, but I would say that I'm into that culture because I'm bi, and I'm really getting into the whole bohemian viewpoint, and I think something that we can do as a community is help out other communities. If we can look at other things, and especially the gay thing, if we can get more people to be accepting of being different in that aspect, I think they'll accept us as well.
So do you feel that the bohemian culture is more representative of bisexuality?
I think in the bohemian culture, it is mute whether you're bisexual, straight, or gay. I think the fact that you're a person is more important than that.
I'm going to tell you the truth. All of the straight places that I hang out at are bohemian places.
I mean, I think you're right on that.
Right.
Yeah, and because they don't care if you're gay or what, as long as you don't hurt anybody or just go in there acting stupid, they're cool.
I mean, when I first really, you know, started to explore my sexual feelings, what they meant to me, I mean, I still attracted to women, but I do find myself becoming more interested in men. And really, most of the support I've gotten dealing with it has been from gay men.
So you're saying it is about sex?
For me, it is. It's an important part.
I mean, you know, it's when I mention stereotypes,
right?
It's like, when you see a hairdresser, it's like, okay, every hairdresser is gay.
Right.
I mean, what kind of stereotype do you have do you have for bisexuals?
To me, I have a stereotype.
There isn't any.
Right.
There isn't one.
The only stereotype that I managed to pick up is, oh, we are trisexual. We just screw everything.
You want to try anything.
which is not true, because I don't, sometimes I do, but not all the time. I don't want to screw everything, and most of the time I...
Anything that moves.
I think that's human nature.
Most of the time, it's like I'm so busy with everything else. Other groups that I'm in and stuff. It's just, I'm not having sex all the time. It's like, I'm not the type of person that would have sex 5-6 times a week. It'd be like maybe once a week or whatever. You know, I don't really, I'm not that type. I'm not the person that's jumping everybody, even though it seems like it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for me, yes, the sex is definitely a part of it, and it's an important part. Having said that, I'm seeking out our sexual relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a sexual relationship with Robin, but it's still more to it. And, of course, with, you know, if it's a man, yeah, I can go over to one of the spas and just have a, you know, bleeping good time and not worry about trying to develop a relationship.
Do you think if a bunch of people were put on a deserted island and said, okay, make your own government, that they would reject the social mores that we have and be more open?
I think history, and if we look at different societies that have grown through time, I think it would depend on the prosperity of said island and how they arranged there. I think if the people were frightened, I think that you'd have a whole Lord of the Fries thing. But
yeah.
I think if it was a place that had the ability for food and shelter relatively available and very easy to get a hold of, and the temperature was climate, I think you'd notice that you'd have a slightly more peaceful civilization.
Like Hawaii before the white man showed up.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
even the pirates got along real good and had a good time on those little islands,
right.
You know. And they was considered as savage, crazy people. It was pretty peaceful on those islands.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me being bisexual, like, I have those things where I can be male one day and female the other day. It's not just sex. It's more of a spiritual thing for me, where I feel more masculine one day and more feminine the other day. And sometimes I get that straight people or real gay people might not experience that. I don't know exactly, but some straight people are just straight femme, and that's all there is. They don't bounce back and forth.
Here, a couple of years ago, I read a book. Still have the book. It's called Gods and Every Man.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the exact name of the author. I'm going to say Jean Boleyn. If I got that wrong, please correct me. She originally wrote a book called The Goddesses and Every Woman. And she was a Jungian psychologist. and she's using the archetypes of the Greek gods to represent the archetypal energies that people carry within them.
Mm-hmm.
And of the gods that she mentioned, the one I found was sort of relating to most was Hermes.
Mm.
Hermes is the messenger of the gods. He has the ability to travel between the levels. And so that's kind of how I see myself.
Do you see that as a metaphor for...
Yeah, that... Yeah, I say my basic nature, you just see me, you might see me just, you know, it's a good old white boy, country white boy, you know, being, you know, dressed like a truck driver. But in practice, I, you know, hang around in several different circles.
Okay.
And there's a paragraph in this book, when I read it, said, that's it, that's who I am. Referring to someone who, whatever their sexual nature is, be they gay or straight, still have an ability and a desire to experience more. Because, you know, when I describe myself, I say, biologically speaking, I'm basically still a straight male.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever is also my nature wants, lets me be more open to the possibilities of having other, you know, really sexual relationships with men.
Yes.
And I can say from personal experience, yeah, I've done it and enjoyed it. And that's the attraction. I mean, you put a man or woman in front of me, I'm probably going to look at the woman more than the man. But I know from experience that I can still be sexual with a man and enjoy it and have a relationship, a connectedness with that man, which I would not otherwise have.
What's it going to take to change society so that more people have your outlook?
Okay. Well, right now, we're doing probably right now just talking about it, mm-hmm. just getting it out there. I mean, a lot of these things I find, I hear about, you know, society's problems and what we're dealing with, things we're doing. I mean, for me, part of the answer is just simply talking about it. I mean, me just being honest about some things. It's like phrase I've used a lot of times, is keeping the shadow in front of me, rather than taking this thing like my sexuality and kind of keep it tucked away where I can't see it. Just bring it out here, out in front of me, just be honest, like, here it is. You know, good, bad, or indifferent.
It reminds me of the words of Harvey Milk back in the 70s. Come out, come out, come out.
Right.
Be honest with yourself, too.
More people who come out. I mean, it worked for the gay community.
Right.
I mean, it should work for the bi community. It just takes some usually higher profile people to come out as bi. And then people start changing their attitudes.
Right.
A lot of times I get this... Like, I had a friend of mine, we argue about this all the time because he just don't understand bisexual. He looks at it more of a brain thing. The brain only works a certain way.
No.
And he's like saying, your brain can't do that. And I go, well, I'm doing it. And evidently, something's different about my brain. It's not. But, I mean, society has, medical society and the psychology society has a tendency to non-existence.
If we
can get rid of that scientific garbage about it's non-existent because they're straight or gay, they can't understand how that person can be the other way because they're not that way. They just feel like the whole planet should be that way, gay or straight. Either they accept gay people, period. You know, they accept gay people. They discovered that the gay person's brain is slightly different than the straight person's gay brain. And they accept that there's gay people. They even accept there's transgendered people. But they still haven't accepted bi people yet because they haven't found this so-called scientific
gene
or proof. And I get a lot of arguments with straight people with this all the time that, oh, that's impossible. There's no way that you can do that. You go crazy, and it's like...
No, no, no.
And I was like...
We can start in our explanation with all the studies that have been done in the animal kingdom
of not only
gay animals, but bisexual animals, males who mate with females and also try to mate with males, and females who are couples and...
Here. Two or three months ago, you were reading something where you were talking about that, and you think, I need to find out, where did you find that article, so I go look it up, you know, myself.
As a scholastic argument, that is, if we take, you know, all the definitions of the words we're talking about and pull them together and then just discuss, to a layman, that's somebody who hasn't studied a lot of genetics or anything, the fact that is, gay, you like men, because you like men.
Mm-hmm.
Straight, you like the opposite, because you like the opposite. But bi denotes choice. And because of that, just as argument's sake, whether it's true or not, but from the sake of how we communicate with each other, somebody who might be cool with a gay thing because they understand, okay, that person doesn't have the ability to choose.
Because they were born that way.
Because they were born that way. But they look at a bi person, they're like, well, they can choose one or the other, so why don't they choose the normal one? Because I guess is the only thing I could see is making the argument more difficult.
Because they were born that way.
Yeah, yeah.
To like one or the other.
It's just they live in a black and white society.
But it isn't a black and white society.
It's not. It's very grayscale.
It's grayscale, all the colors.
But when you start with the animal kingdom and prove that bisexuality exists,
right.
We're just the upper end of the animal kingdom, or right. we like to think of ourselves as. I think the cockroach is above us.
They live off of us.
Yes. You know, it's not that hard of a jump.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be too hard on us meatbags. We are doomed to know that we're meatbags.
You're right.
You know, it's just one of the things that I would like to see abolished is this non-existent garbage. I mean, this is one of the major things that the bisexual option book was talking about, this non-existent stuff. It's like, that's like... I mean, it's like the thing with African Americans back in the day. It's like, oh, there's no way that they're not same levels of. They got to be inferior. It's non-existent. Then they find out that's not true.
Surprise.
But it's like, to me, it's like it's going to take a lot longer for them to realize that than they did with black people or with gays or whatever. Because it's not. Gay people, it's like seeing a gay person is like painted with a brush. It's like it's obvious. But then you got to realize there's different type of gay people. You got gay people that looks like country bumpkin hillbillies. You know, and
you're talking about my kin.
I mean, I ran into other gays like that. And then you got the guys just in the leather group. They can pass for being straight. Most of these guys is in the leather crowd.
Until they open their mouth. You know, go to the ripcord and all you're going to hear about is opera and cooking.
Amazing. Because I went to the ripcord and I was the only female in the whole establishment.
You noticed that, did you?
And I'm walking in here. It's just like at the 2 o'clock and all the other clubs had bars and clubs had closed. And, you know, the ripcord stays open till like 4 windows. So everybody's like crowded all in this building's little place. And I'm like looking my way through all these men. And I'm going, and I just like being funny. And I just go, woo, all these men. And they all go,
yeah.
All of
forget it, girl. Forget it, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They went, oh, like hookah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'll put out this question.
Yeah.
Is there a need for a bisexual community?
Yes. Absolutely.
I think so.
Absolutely. It's because it is a normal way of life.
Right.
That's plus, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's just like there's a gay community and there's a... Right. That's a
but you know why there's a gay community? Because there's a very real difference. And once society... If you look at places like Amsterdam, once society accepts you...
Right.
Like Amsterdam has accepted gay people. There's no need for a gay community.
Right.
And you really won't find a gay area because it's not necessary.
Right.
There's going to be some bars, but they're going to be scattered around.
Right.
And venues like that and baths and stuff like that for the fun part. But as far as a central gay community, there isn't one.
I mean,
that's cool.
I mean,
and yeah, that's when you know you've been accepted.
I mean, that's the reason why, like David was saying, well, you know, the group is kind of dying and stuff, and we gotta get them. And why are we still doing this? And it's like,
you do it until you don't have to.
Right.
I don't really have to. It's like,
that's why I did this radio show.
But it's like,
until I don't have to.
The reason why I'm still holding on to this and trying to figure out a way to make it work again like it was before, because I know there's a lot of bi's out there. They don't know what bi is. They never heard of, because you don't hear the word bi everywhere. Like, you hear the word gay, like, at least once a day. Especially if you listen to radio or TV or something. But you don't hardly hear the word bi. I mean, I went through 20-something years of my life not knowing I'm bi. Not knowing what the crap's wrong. I thought it was something wrong. So it's still like that. You still got people walking around here not knowing what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's nice because this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
To have a group or organization and I got information that I can get information about this. I can I got something that I can measure myself with or whatever. Where, because I hung out in the gay community before I came out, and it was like there was hardly anything bi mentioned. So I just assumed that I was lesbian. But then I would find myself being attracted to men, still like men, period. And a lot of lesbians, a lot of them don't really like men. They kind of think of them as gross. And,
we can be.
but I accept that you guys to be gross.
Some of us enjoy it, too.
But, because sometimes grossness can really turn me off, and that's most women.
Stop.
Right.
I think God put us here to keep the planet Earth from being too dirty, because we have to be the one to clean it up.
Right.
But luckily, there's gay men that are just as cleaning as, you know. But that me going into this group, it was like, because I mean, I didn't know who I was. I thought it was something wrong with me because here I am with a woman, but I'm going to strip. Places with male strippers. It's like, why ain't I going women strippers? Like, they look good. I like the way they. And I mostly draw males when I do my pictures and stuff. I enjoy. So it's like, there's something wrong, you know, because here are these other women, they just don't have anything to do with men. Not attracted, nothing. All their friends are gay. So it's like, I have straight male friends. So it's like, the idea of having a bi community or a bi whatever is somewhere where people can go to get information if they're curious or whatever.
And to be assured that what you're feeling is valid.
And it is so nice to be around other people that's going through the same thing you're going through, likes the same things. It's so wonderful to know that you're not the only one that's experiencing this.
And then from there, of course, be able to be part of that community, the bi community, and then still be able to be a part of the larger community, you know, both be straight, gay, or whatever.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay. So, quick thing. If you're interested in contributing to this conversation, you can contact us either via the After the Hour show or got a special email address. It's biagenda, biagenda, at peoplepc.com. And
we also have Binet Houston.
Binet Houston. We have meetings on the third Thursday of the month, usually at the Hobbit Cafe over on Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have on the first Saturday of the month, the bi movie night over at the Lesbian Gay
Community Center. I offer 3400 block of Montrose on the second floor, and usually starting time is 7:30,
mm-hmm.
and at the Hobbit it's 7:32.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity to come and actually meet some people, you know, meet us or whoever.
Meet actual out living bi people.
Right. You'll be able to come out and see this. It's like I got a little button that says, this is what a bisexual looks like.
Yes, exactly.
And it's so like the thing of
we need to make a lot more of those.
A lot of times the subject matter that we talk about on the air, a lot of times we're dragging on over to the Hobbit night.
Ah.
You know, we can discuss more, get more deeper in discussion. You can basically say profanity because you're not on the air.
Hey, you know, two-way conversation. How about that?
Yeah, right. That's what we've been having.
Yeah, like I said, opportunity to just find out, this is a legitimate, valid, for real orientation.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you find yourself, like I said, kind of being able to go both ways to some degree or another, it's normal.
It's a question.
And it may be, you know, very slight.
Yeah.
You know, you may have never had a sexual experience with a same-sex partner.
Right.
But you've thought about it.
Yeah.
Or there's something about the same sex that you find appealing.
Right. And it's all right. Yeah, there are
check it out.
There are bisexual people who still have monogamous relationships.
That's
like
right.
I said, there is no stereotype.
That's right.
There's a question that I wanted to ask Jimmy about him being almost 100% gay is, I keep getting these things that maybe gay people are like getting upset because we're screwing up their community by having the bisexuals with the straight people. I was wondering if that's true or not.
There is a segment of the gay community that does not believe in bisexuality, period.
because they think it's a coming out process for being gay.
Right.
And until they realize that, we're going to it's going to be a black eye on the gay community, as far as I'm concerned.
And so, right. Is that worried about maybe that they're going to lose the clout that they've been getting with the straight community?
Oh, absolutely not. Mm. No, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I would say that you've also got this problem when you have a group that's been oppressed, and then they make their own little area, and it's their own, and then somebody else comes into their area. That is very uncomfortable. And yes, it's negative, but it is very understandable, and I think we need to respect that.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. So until next month.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. And let's go to some more Christmas music. This is another one that we always do every year, and we get calls for it. And since everything has been so sunny on some of the other stations, you may not have heard this year.
A guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, "Are you ready?" We'll say, "Whoa, man, let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna, put on some high shade and join the parade.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Loggers overcut all the trees, so there's none left for you and me, except the plastic kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas
toys in every store. Boring jobs in the factories make the stuff you soon will see broken on the floor. A pair of military boots and an oogie that shoots is a wish of Jason and Tex. Barbie with big tits and pubis and hips is a hope of young anorexics. And take a peek between her legs.
Barbie can't have sex.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. A million points of light. Decorate with electricity, so the hungry and homeless see. We were right to fight Saddam to keep our homes lit every night.
We bring good things to
life. Beginning to sound a lot like
Christmas.
Soon the bells will start. While our taxes buy smarter bonds, on every corner is the sound. Do your part. A pair of military boots and an Uzi that shoots is a wish of Jason and Tex. Barbie with big tits and pubis and hips is a hope of young anorexics. And take a peek between her legs, our Barbie can't have sex. It's beginning to sound a lot like
Christmas.
Soon the bells will ring. But the thing that will make them ring is the Christian guilt they bring if you don't do your part.
You better do your part. Baby's gone, and I have no friends to wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not by Christmas, then by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations as sure as the stars above. Yes, this is Christmas, my dear, it's Christmas, the time of year to be with the one that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam, Christmas and New Year, we'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
We are back. No Tchaikovsky then?
No, we can't make it. We can't fit in Tchaikovsky. I'd like to play at least one little piece from the Nutcracker to let people know that the reason we play Tchaikovsky is because he was gay.
Yes. And many gay men like to crack a nut or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I won't go for the obvious joke about the next show coming up. But P is here, and he's ready to go. And
oh,
we're
God.
Ready to go away.
He's ready to go. He said it, not me.
That was a clean thought. You have a dirty mind.
Duh.
Oh, gosh, nobody believes it.
Speaking of Nutcracker.
I think we all really know you too well.
Yeah, speaking of Nutcrackers.
My, I got the Christmas present early.
Chestnuts roasting upon my chin.
Yes.
Quick check, see who's in the room. You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. We want to thank Jaime for those lovely. He's the one who sent the postcard.
Oh, my God, yes. And I got a card from him that we'll talk about next week when we have a lot more time.
Yeah, in fact, I have taken my poster and made a picture of it.
Have you?
That is my profile pic on one of my personal ads.
No kidding. So they can go to your personal ad and see
Jaime's
work.
On Bigger City. It's
BiggerCity.com?
Yep. And Big Chris, H-O-U-T-X.
Big Chris, H-O-U-T-X.
Yeah, I figured that explains everything you need to know about me.
Okay.
You know, name, what size. And
ooh.
But you've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, and we want to wish everyone the happiest of holidays.
You bet we do.
Whichever.
And we're wishing you now, and we'll be back next week to wish you a Happy New Year, and we'll be back in the new year and for years to come.
and just enjoy whatever family you're with.
Yes.
If it's your family of choice, your family of birth, or make your own family.
There you go.
Oh, shoot. We always end with Melissa.
Yes, we do. Oh, I forgot.
Quick, can you go get my blue bag? It's going to be too late.
Too late.
Yeah, damn. I forgot all about Melissa.
Well, next week will be detained. Even more important
yes.
that we play it.
We will definitely do that. Yes. Again, contact with us is afterhours at kpft.org or snail mail at 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
And all the best. And now it's time for your PSAs, that button there.
And this hot man coming up.
It's that time of year to plant trees in your area. So why not make it sweet? You can pick one out that's just right for your yard at the Urban Harvest Fruit Tree Sale. There will be a large selection of citrus, peaches, plums, apples, pears, figs, pomegranates, pecans, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, mangoes, starfruit, cherry of the Rio Grande, avocados, dragon fruit, and more. The sale will be held Saturday, January 19th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. with talks on varieties and care of the trees on the two Saturdays before the sale from 2 to 4 p.m. The sale and talks are located at Emerson Unitarian Church, 1900 Bering Drive between Westheimer and San Felipe, just outside the West Loop. Come early for the best selection and bring a wagon if you can. The sale site has a lot of on-site parking with additional parking in neighborhood lots. For detailed information on prices, care, and directions, check the Urban Harvest website at www.urbanharvest.org. You're listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston. Blues music enjoys a rich Texas history, and since 1970, KPFT has been the home of the blues. From the forefathers and foremothers to the contemporary artists, 90.1 has always made Sunday blues a Houston staple. Our blues block kicks off Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. with the best of blues history in Chicago and beyond on the Red Eye Special. At 8, Mr. and Mrs. V bring you their signature brand of humor and music with Blues on the Move. At 11 on Sundays, join Nuri Nuri, who delivers you everyone from B.B. King and Bobby Blue Bland to Ray Charles, Rory Block, and more on the Blues Brunch. And the Blues Hound and Baby Girl close it up at 2 on Sundays, bringing the newest blues releases on Howlin' the Blues. That's our Sunday Blues Block, starting at 6 and going all day long. For another shade of blues, stay tuned for the Bluegrass Zone on Sunday at 4. You're listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.